Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is episode number 51, and my name is Henry.
Oh, I'm Chloe.
And unfortunately, Braden cannot make it today. He had a little too much going on at work, but he should be back next week. But joining us after a long time gone is our good buddy Jacob.
So, with a new haircut.
A new haircut.
You sure?
Since I saw him last.
Oh, I haven't seen him since you saw him.
Well, he had a new haircut.
Did you get a new haircut?
Like several weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, right on.
Also, yeah, 51 weeks, wow.
That's a long time. Yeah, you know, I think we just had our, like, 1 year anniversary for the Film Buds, just, you know, in the last week or two, which is pretty cool. But, oh, anyways, we are going to be talking about Incredibles 2, and then we're also going to be doing Ocean's 8, as well as talking about some... Well, we got some listener mail and some other stuff.
There's no news.
Yeah, there's not much news.
It's getting better all the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't need to
call it
the world news.
Sorry. Well, yeah. Right over my head.
That's fine. But, so thank you for joining us. And, yeah, Jacob, thanks for making the drive out. What's been going on? What have you been doing?
Just working. Right. Also trying to find a better job while I'm working.
Cool.
Seeing movies.
Some of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. Chloe, you've been having a time.
Right? I have been having a time. Camp hath begun.
Mm.
And that's always the most hectic.
Mm-hmm.
I look like Tobias Fünke right now.
Yeah, your hands are all blue.
Yeah, and my legs too. Tie-dyeing.
Oh, right.
And there's always, there's the one counselor that gets like, what's that word? What's that word?
A boot?
No, I don't know, like leper people over to the...
Excuse me.
In the past, not now, biblical times. This is this version, the tie-dye. There's one counselor has to go do the tie-dye because you get... I was the one counselor who had to go over to help kids tie-dye.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the word for when you push someone out.
You get the lepers.
Whatever.
Exiled.
Yeah, there we go. Now you get it.
Yeah. We got there.
Yeah. So that was interesting. And I lost my keys for 24 hours, and that was the worst time of my life. And Not literally. I think it was like 17 hours.
And your buddy, friend of the show, dog found them?
Yeah, Kaylee Pete. Oh.
Where were they?
I don't know. I think they were behind her, Kaylee's, shoe thing.
Are you about to name drop someone?
Kaylee? Oh. Kaylee's my best friend.
Oh, she name drops her all the time.
Yeah. I've met famous people.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Speaking of Tobias Fünke, though.
Yeah?
I thought it was interesting what they did with Arrested Development, where they just released a better version of season
this.
4. And then they came out with season 5.
I like it, because everyone hated season 4.
I didn't mind season 4.
Okay, Jacob.
Didn't see it.
Not great.
Hmm.
Did you, like, grow up watching that show?
Yes.
Me too. No one else had. No one else really did.
Hmm.
It's a shame. So good. Yeah. Yep, so that was interesting. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The day was very pleasant. Basically, Kaylee lives right next to the camp I work at, so I just walk across the street and stuff. And my keys, I said, are in this vicinity somewhere. But I didn't worry about it until it was too late. So I don't know where they were.
Yeah.
But another back with me.
Well, good.
So.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it was sad. My manager had his final work day today before he moves back to New Orleans.
So the company excluded my favorite.
Yeah, it's a shame.
My favorite employee.
We'll miss him. But hopefully we'll, you know, we're friends on Facebook.
My mom started crying. When she saw him, she went to give him a gift because she found out it was his last day, and yeah, she was crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're an emotional family.
Yeah.
When we care.
Well, it's a good thing.
I guess so.
You know? I didn't shed a tear. Maybe I will later.
Yeah, I haven't sunk in yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Been fun. I mean, no, it hasn't because he's leaving.
I like that your default is positive, though. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Brayden's not here. You need to take a personal day to get over the moving.
The shock.
Yeah.
The shock. Yeah, I mean, because they're buddies, so.
Does he work with you?
He's the manager at the Chelsea Theater that's connected to our shop, so we see him constantly.
Brayden,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I forget that you're not from... Wait, where are you from?
Greensboro.
Oh, you're from Greensboro?
Well, I'm from Asheville.
Okay. So, like, all the other UNCs? Just not this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the other UNCs. Cool. Well, anything else y'all want to mention before we jump into things?
I'm sure something will come to me.
Yeah. Movies are releasing all the time.
Hmm?
There's movies releasing all the time.
Yeah.
He's so focused. That's why we're gonna clash.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I guess we can move on to our first review, which is
Ocean's 8.
Incredibles 2.
Oh.
And we should have a clip for this one, so take a listen.
I never...
Wow! Elastigirl, there you are.
Hello.
I didn't... Wow. Come on, get yourself together, Karen. Hi. My superhero name is Void. I just want to thank you for being you. And I just... Okay. What I can do, is this.
That is impressive. Very interdimensional.
I felt like an outcast before, but now, with you being you, I feel like... Yay me.
All right. Incredibles 2 is written and directed by Brad Bird. Stars Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Sarah Vowell, Catherine Keener, Huck Milner, Bob Odenkirk, Samuel L. Jackson. That's about it, I guess. And the synopsis is Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible, is left to care for the kids while Helen, Elastigirl, is out saving the world. So, Jacob did not get a chance to see this one, unfortunately. He did see Ocean's 8, though. But Chloe and I, we went together to see this one.
What I care about is the despicable short before the movie.
Oh. I did.
Where there's, like, low-key cannibalism, and I'm really not here for it.
The short, is it called Bao, I think?
Yeah.
A little strange.
It's, like, the first released Pixar short directed by a woman, I think was what I read before we saw it, so my facts were off because it wasn't connected to anything. But horrible.
Yeah, Chloe was losing it.
I did lose my mind. I cursed. I, like, don't curse, Jacob. I know we don't know each other that well, but it, like, doesn't come out. But
did you curse?
Yeah, I turned to you and I just said, WTF is this? But, you know.
Coming out.
The full version.
Then, I guess.
You did? I didn't catch that. Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive.
All right. But yeah, I mean, so it's about a woman who, or a mother who has a dumpling come to life suddenly, and it's about her raising the dumpling.
And then other stuff happens to the dumpling.
I don't mind short spoilers.
So spoilers ahead for the little short, sorry. And then she gets angry with the dumpling.
And eats it!
You blew the reveal. I was building a narrative there. Jesus. But yeah, so yeah, she...
She eats him.
You watch the dumpling grow.
He's engaged?
Get,
which is weird enough, right?
Yeah, get a girlfriend, go to school.
Is the girlfriend also a dumpling?
No!
No, the girlfriend is human.
So it's like a B-movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and because they have a fight, and she's like, and she munches on him. Then you realize at the end that it's kind of, I guess, supposed to be about her missing or having this spat with her son, who then comes back.
Her actual son. Who has a head shaped like a dumpling.
There's a good message there.
Yeah,
who
comes back at the end, and they kind of reconcile. And so it was... I didn't mind that it was dark. It was a little...
It's freaky for before kids movie. They don't understand the nuance of, like, oh, this dumpling's actually supposed to be a metaphor for her son or whatever. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little strange to have before this movie. Maybe by itself, just release it like they did with that awesome Western one. Did y'all see that? Sometime in the last year, they released a one online.
I like the little gay one with the hearts. You know what I'm talking about?
Didn't catch that one.
I haven't seen
it. It was a huge thing on the internet.
The Pixar shorts.
It was a huge thing on the internet. So this little guy and his heart, and he likes this other boy at school. His heart floats towards that one. No? Nothing?
No, I think I missed that one.
Well, that one's really good. I teared up.
Yeah, I like the Western one. But this one, yeah, it is... The message is a little mixed. I like the art style, and I liked... Just, it was kind of funny at times, like him, like, jumping all over the place.
Oh, my God, I hated it.
Oh, really? I like that stuff.
and kept getting smushed by people. And then she just fill him with more food and then eat the rest of that food. And I was like, what is going on here?
That sounds weirder and weirder.
Yeah, very, very.
And he had a little terrible mustache that won't grow in. At the end.
Hey, everybody struggles with something.
It's just very odd. Then she ate it, though. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about it too much about the logistics. But even aside from that, it's just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's more just, to me, it was just the message was a little
blurry.
Blur. I didn't really have a problem with her eating it, you know.
She ate her baby. Oh my god. So much is wrong with it.
Well, technically it's not her baby, it's just a dumpling that just came to life.
Yeah, that she warned a baby Bjorn and she taught it how to read and stuff. I don't know, I probably made that part up. But you get the idea is she cared for it. She made the little marks on the wall. Mm. Yeah, it's freaky.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, until she ate it.
He's like 4 inches tall.
Oh, also, okay, so she has a husband, right? And he's terrible, like very unappreciative, whatever.
He's never there.
Yeah, he's literally never, he's there at the beginning, and then he's not there for, I guess, several years or however long it takes a dumpling to grow.
He's just there during, he's at work.
That's just one day? The dumpling grows during one day?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So anyway.
I don't think he could have an entire growth, although he is a dumpling. I don't know if he could grow as much as he does in one day, but I don't
right.
know. Right.
Does
know
he have to sleep in the refrigerator? Like, what?
Okay. I don't know the dumpling to human growth ratio.
Yeah. Okay. So then the dad comes back, but they never address that her husband sucks. He's just like the worst husband ever. She makes all this food and he's like just watching TV.
Oh, I love that stuff. I loved him watching TV at the end. That was hilarious.
How old are you in dumpling years?
I think, okay, so it depends. I'm either like 8,000 or like 2. I'm not sure. I don't know how fast a dumpling grows.
Yeah, the timeline is a little messy, but very, very strange one. Memorable for better or worse.
The kids hated it in our theater. Did you hear?
Flat circle.
Yeah.
There was a girl behind us who, like, just the whole movie was loot. Like,
yeah.
She could not stand being there.
That was a boy.
She didn't want to be there?
No,
Filipino
boy.
That was, yeah, I think so. That was a girl, though.
Which one are you talking about?
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Every time she's like, what's happening?
Yeah, literally every scene. She's like, what's happening? Like, I don't know.
I liked it because it kept me awake.
Yeah. But, anyways, I guess we should do a little. I mean, so I really liked the first one a lot.
The Incredibles?
Yeah. And so, I mean, while I wasn't really looking forward to this, I was at least kind of hopeful. But I was kind of, it was slightly underwhelming. It's not horrendous by any means. I think it looked really good. I like kind of the use of lighting and the shadows, and I like the villain, the idea of the villain, like the screen slaver.
It's very predictable, Jacob.
It's a kid's film.
Did you like The Incredibles?
So is Coco.
How dare you?
Of course it is.
Coco's got some twists and turns.
So does this.
Okay, so I haven't seen The Incredibles, the first one, I think probably since it was in theaters. I have read the picture book to several children. So I know the plot really well.
So do you like it?
Like, for what it is. It's, like, not my groove. I've never really liked these kinds of movies.
So then how could we expect you to like The Incredibles 2?
Yeah.
They might differ. I don't know. Listen, I have some specific issues with it.
There's going to be some spats today.
Brad Bird is a legend.
Yeah, and I do love Brad Bird.
I like the, what was I going to say? Can't remember. I was going to compliment something, but it really vanished. Besides the raccoon, which I liked. What were we talking about? Oh, the first one. I like the villain in the first one. Billy or Bobby or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Billy or Bobby or whatever.
He was funny. Mm-hmm. He was sassy. He was a good villain.
Yeah.
This one, okay, the thing is, Jacob, for me to like a movie, really, that's like good versus evil or whatever, the villain has to be like on point. Like the message has to be like clear. She was just, or he.
Spoiler.
You should take that out.
I'll edit that out.
Avoid these spoilers.
The villain, the motives were kind of either vindictive, but there were like several things going on, but the villain basically was not clear in why they were doing what they were doing particularly. It was blurry. I thought the whole movie was blurry, and I didn't like it for that reason.
Hmm.
A villain doesn't have to have good motives in a cartoon. You know, have you ever seen a Saturday morning cartoon where a villain's just like, I want to take over the world, but for no reason?
No.
No, but that's
how they work.
Well, Gargamel and Smurfs is really salty for reasons, and that's basically the only Saturday morning cartoon I watched.
Hmm. Well, I agree that the message wasn't, like, vividly clear, but I thought it was good enough, like, for a movie like this.
No, my problem is, And this, like, gets into the thing that I really didn't like about the movie, that you might recall. But I think if you're nominating to incorporate big actual issues into something like this, you have to, like, follow through.
Right.
Which is also with the villain's motive. Because the villain had a little speech and stuff, but it didn't actually relate. They didn't, like, finish sewing things together, I think. I really don't.
There were some loose ends at the end, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, it makes the villain not so good for me.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you can't relate to, if you can't see where they're coming from, then it's not interesting.
I don't know. I
would not speak on the matter.
I mean, I didn't love the villain, but I did really like the design of the villain. And as the villain, not as the who it's actually.
There could be a seizure warning for this movie.
There is, yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah. All right, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I did love the strobe, use of strobe lights, and just like that, just technically, I thought it was great, and I hadn't really seen
they
that.
They go clubbing, Jacob.
It's all about clubbing, this movie. And yeah, so that, like, technically, I thought it was great, and I, the one big thing I think that was lacking that I really liked about the first one and just other Brad Bird movies is the humor was pretty stale for the most part.
Yeah.
That would have kept me in if it was better, but it was kind of lackluster. But yeah. I didn't like all the, how the characters were developing aside from like the, what's his face? Mr. Incredible taking on the.
Oh, I was not a fan. That is another qualm I do have.
Taking on the idea of the kind of the stay-at-home parent, which is just a little tired at this point.
He also didn't take it on. He was really salty and misogynistic about it.
He wasn't.
Are you kidding me?
He wasn't misogynistic.
Okay. Is it a spoiler to say they're kind of general things?
No.
Okay. So, Elastigirl goes to do a lot of crime fighting, right? And Mr. Incredible stays at home or whatever. And he is so rude about it. He's like, I could do it better than she does. Why does she get to go do it? Whatever. He's like, I shouldn't be home.
Is that just like one line?
No, yeah. It's recurring.
But it's just a, I mean, yes, it's.
Don't at me, Jacob. It's recurring.
They're like flipping the script.
I mean, at times, yeah, it comes off as a little selfish, but I don't think it felt that unwarranted because he's been in this position where he's been fighting with her to kind of save the day, and now he's completely kind of been forgotten. And so, of course, it is somewhat selfish, but it's not. I was like, oh my God, how could he do that?
I mean, the whole point of the Incredibles 1
and he grew into it.
They were a family unit. They fought crime as a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he wasn't.
So now her fighting crime by herself.
He wasn't saying we should be doing it together. He was saying I should be doing it and you should be home.
I think you can just
and that did not resolve.
I mean, I don't really know why I'm arguing. I've not seen
it. Just say out of the stream. No. Yeah, I mean, but I did like Jack-Jack, although I think there was a little too much of that after a while.
If it was just Jack-Jack, I would have not been so bored.
Sure, but yeah, at times it got a little much.
Jack-Jack's a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can sort of interpret from the trailers that they're sort of pushing forward with this whole idea that Jack-Jack has some sort of gene that gives him, like, every superpower ever. So I think it would have been interesting if they'd aged them up a little and we could see...
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
We could see him harnessing all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, because it
takes up, like, the next day.
No, yeah, I mean, because it takes place, like, 20 minutes after the first one. Which
really?
I didn't really mind.
They're, like, in the final battle at the beginning of The Incredibles 2. Mm-hmm. At least know that much.
Yeah. I mean, but I did... Some of the action was good. I really liked the motorcycle chase in the middle where Elastigirl is kind of going through the city on, like, sliding on the edges of buildings. And I love that. And, like, the whole train sequence as well. And definitely had some Spider-Man 2 references.
Ah.
You know the train sequence in that?
Yeah.
Where it hangs off the,
yes,
the end. Definitely got a little target. But yeah, I really like that. And then, the one little bit of humor I did really like was when what's the girl's name? Invisible?
Violet.
Violet. When she is invisible, but, I mean, she has clothes on, obviously, but she goes to get ice cream when she's invisible and she is kind of walks off with this huge tub of ice cream. I thought that was hilarious.
I feel like that happened in the first one. Anyway.
I don't know.
They made her so... Well, okay. I'll be less whatever about it. My friends liked that she... Oh, I don't know what's a spoiler in this kid's movie. I don't know. Never mind.
Does it being a kid's movie make it any less...
No, Jacob.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was pretty... Yeah, I mean, I didn't... I liked it marginally. I just was kind of left pretty underwhelmed overall, especially compared to the first one and a lot of Brad Bird's other stuff.
When you said that you thought the humor was dry, I mean, obviously I haven't seen it, but I feel like I can speak to at least the fact that we sort of live in an age where the trailers want to just... You know, put
give
a lot.
You all the best.
They want to front load a lot of what's good about a movie, so they can get people to come see it. But then you get there and you're like, "Oh, I've already seen all of the good parts."
Well, I actually only maybe saw about half of the trailer, so I wasn't at least going in with much knowledge of it. But I try to
just not watch trailers.
I've been trying to do that,
because they put out maybe four or five for each movie, and then as they go on, they reveal more and more of the movie, and then sometimes you get, like, all of it, like with the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer. And so I try and avoid watching them, but then when I go see a movie in the theater, it's hard to avoid. They just put all these trailers out.
The guy from my soccer team, Daniel, who, like, loves movies, he either gets to movies as late as possible, like, he'll wait right outside the theater to, like, hear the music starting.
Outside the door.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Or he'll just, like, armadillo it. Like, he'll come close to you and
like, your mouth's on a blindfold.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of my favorites.
No.
Unfortunately. I did really like it from a technical perspective a lot.
But yeah, trailers are just bad.
I don't know why it was so long.
Oh, my God. The third act felt pretty extended, I think.
And the second and the first
I don't
as well.
Think... unless it's, like, some indie film or a film that's, like, thrown together for money... I don't think we're ever going to get a movie under 2 hours, like, ever again. It's just kind of where we're heading.
Hour and a half. I think the first movie over an hour and a half I saw was, like, Pirates of the Caribbean. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I am not built
we're
for
like,
it.
We're like, if you're going to go see a blockbuster, it's going to be 3 hours.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, and also, one criticism I have with this movie is I'm getting really bored of the superhero or the... prejudice against superheroes causing damage or kind of friendly fire against the society that they're protecting, because we've seen that in Captain America Civil War, both of the most recent Avengers movies, Batman v Superman, even like Suicide Squad to a certain extent, and just getting a little tired now where the earlier kind of generation of these movies was all about everybody loving the hero, but now it's all about them trying to figure out a way to get them out.
And especially X-Men has always done that.
Yeah. And so it just, some of it felt kind of lazy in terms of the writing.
But X-Men's more of like an allegory.
Yeah, that has that going for it, thankfully.
Should I dive in now? Is this a good segue for the thing I really didn't like about it?
Sure.
Okay. So it's the same thing with like the villain. How I was saying there were big ideas that are culturally relevant that they were trying to include in the story. Mm-hmm. And they did that. They kept calling the superhero people illegals. And it was like, yeah. Yes. It was that. And then, yes. And I thought I was being too me about it. But then my friends on their own brought up the same concern. Like, there were clearly, intentional parallels. But they just did not do a good... And obviously, they're trying to make it, like, nice and inclusive or whatever. But it did not work at all. Yeah. They're like, oh, so mom's going out to be illegal and do illegal things for good? Like, that's not how that works? And I'm like, oh, my God, this is not right.
It was a little offbeat.
It was... yes. And they... Because they made, like, Congress jokes and stuff. I'm not, like, making this up. It was like, stop. This is not good. I think... Yeah. Henry keeps, because I keep saying I don't like these kinds of movies, he's like, well, you like Coco. And I do like Coco. Coco, I think, is the way to embrace a culture in a positive way, an inclusive way, without trying to do this, which is, like, supposed to be allegorical or, like, something, but, like, current allegory, which can work sometimes, but not when you're talking to 7-year-olds.
Well, I mean, I think there's a time and place for that. And it sounds like they would have been better off just making another fun superhero movie.
Yeah.
But,
just don't say illegals.
Something like Zootopia, I feel, was, like, well done in putting issues into a children's movie because they hid it behind something that children would understand. I don't know. I haven't seen The Incredibles 2, and I'm going to, but from what you're saying, it sounds like they went a little too on the nose with it.
It really bothered me.
Because, like,
whole
every
time.
Movie is trying to do that now, trying to be, trying to make a movie that speaks to all the problems that we're having. Right. But it's not every movie needs to do that.
No. Because
we go to the movies is to not deal with all that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's escapism.
You can, I guess, instill good values, morality in any movie that will hopefully, like this movie about superheroes, whatever, that will hopefully lend itself to that. But trying to do it also, like you said, Zootopia, I feel like that was more of one of the main ideas from the get-go. And this one, I think they were like, let's put some good stuff in there.
Felt a little more inspired.
Like, quote-unquote, subtly. It was just not. It was just off.
And Zootopia also wasn't a sequel to something that was completely different.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, are you generally a fan of Pixar movies or movies like this?
Yeah. Yeah, I like all the Pixar stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also interesting because Incredibles 1 came out before the MCU picked up in any sort of capacity. Like, the Incredibles 1 came out in a time when superheroes were still just, like, kind of just a fun thing that no one really thought of as, like, a moneymaker or anything like that.
So yeah.
It's weird to see this now, however many years later.
Yeah.
It's like 14, 15 years or something, right?
Chunk of like superhero movies that we've had like 20 or 30 of them.
Yeah, and it seems like for the most part people are really enjoying it. Like, I mean, it made a ton of money, so we're probably in the minority, but I don't know. But really, like, just in terms of our audience, which was pretty full, it was pretty quiet.
Yeah, like, no laughs. laughs.
Yeah, very few laughs.
Kaylee said she had a great theater.
Really?
But mostly for the dumpling movie. Everyone was going,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No laughs. It sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's in terms of, like, the humor, like, and we had kind of groups of all different ages, but it was still, for the most part, pretty quiet.
It's not like when I went to see Hereditary and everyone was laughing.
That didn't happen.
It happened.
Jacob, it was just you.
It happened in the last 25 minutes of the movie, after everything started being really tense and depressing, everyone just started laughing for, like, no reason, and I was like...
That's like I laugh at funerals.
Yeah, I mean, people laugh when they're nervous.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
That'd be weird. Yeah, I thought that was just very strange. But we're not here to talk about that today.
Yeah,
we're here to talk about much more pleasant.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, as it were.
The Incredibles 2 is also a family drama.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so I mean, for the most part, I've been pretty underwhelmed by Pixar over the last year or two. So
how dare you?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't.
Is that Coco?
I was not crazy about Coco.
You don't like Coco?
I liked it. I liked it more than this, but I'm still just. It's getting feeling very ordinary.
Coco was so beautiful.
Yes or no?
I think visually, yes, it was.
Yes or no? Did you like Moana?
Not really.
I didn't like Moana.
Yes or no? Did you like? I just forgot the name. Of the emotions in the head.
Oh, Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Oh, that's the one I love.
I haven't seen Inside Out.
I love Inside Out. Like, that's
probably... The emotions in the head. Like, I like that better.
Yeah, so I do love Inside Out. That's probably up there with one of my favorites of theirs.
Did you like Wreck-It Ralph?
No, I didn't see it, but...
Been a long time since I saw it.
See, the formula... I mean, like, I like formulaic movies.
Yeah,
some people might say that I'm like a sheep or dumb person.
a dumb sheep.
You know, like, I don't know, the Pixar formula always get me every time. Just like the whole predictable.
You didn't think Moana was boring, Jacob?
No, it's the whole like,
oh my
the
God.
Whole predictable, just like lost soul. Leading to finding the hero's journey, and then there's just a really sad moment at the end that makes you cry.
Well, see, I mean,
what happened in Moana that was sad?
I mean, like, there wasn't really particularly anything that was, like, oh, really sad at the end. But I mean, Coco,
oh my God, I lost it.
I mean, I'm in agreement with you there. Like, I I'm perfectly fine with this movie being.
God. I'm really worried I'm ruining your couch. Oh no! I'm sorry, Whoops. Henry.
Well, you're fine.
I'll just scoot up. Here, hand sanitizer will do it.
Here, sit on the blanket there.
I'm just sitting on my shorts now.
All right.
I'm just really close to the mic.
Gotta bleach it out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, but what was I saying? Shoot.
Sorry.
I'm perfectly fine with this movie being predictable with these movies. It's just that there's not a lot of supporting elements that have been keeping me interested since, I'd say, Inside Out. I'll rewatch it at some point, probably. Give it another chance, but...
That's what makes the money these days.
Buddy! His name was Buddy from the first movie.
I feel like a lot of blockbusters, you know, are going to be formulaic. They're going to be predictable because that's what makes the money. That's what everyone wants to go see. And I mean, I enjoy a movie with a good twist as well, but the twist has to make sense. You know, we can't have a like now you see me twist.
I like now you see me.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like it for how dumb it is.
Oh, I liked it. Now you see me too, Danny Rad.
Oh my god.
The twist just doesn't make any sense.
and all the magic is CG. Like that's
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
They do a lot of it.
You sure?
Yeah. Dave Franco's done stuff on Late Night.
We're here to talk about
Yeah, we're jumping into that now. No, but all right, yeah, but I think that's about it for Incredibles.
Whatever.
Incredibles 2, I think.
Direction's I mean there's funny. I feel like we're kind of slimming in categories of movies, unfortunately. We have, like, the formulaic blockbuster, and we have, like, the indie movie, and then we have, like, just schlock.
Yeah.
schlock?
Just awful comedies and horrors. Did you see the trailer for Unfriended Dark Web?
No. Is that the first one?
No.
That's the sequel.
Henry loves Unfriended.
I like the first one.
Unfriended is not that bad, but this one just
You shouldn't joke about the dark web. It's a terrible part of our society that nobody terrible. Discusses.
But they show, like, there's these six kids, you know, on Skype, just like the first one, but they show every single one of them getting killed in the trailer.
What?
They're just like...
You know, I mean, like, the first one was, trash. Like, really stuck to its style and was kind of... I mean, of course it has some issues, but I thought the first one was pretty good, but yeah, I'm not surprised the... Second one is not at all near
Remember
that.
When my friend said that he thought that Annabelle was really good, but that the movie was no better than any of these other like terrible horror movies that are coming out.
I liked.
It's like it's so generic.
You hated it.
I didn't like one part of it.
Gave it one star.
Yeah, because there was assault.
God. It is a kid's movie. There's kids in it.
It won best movie team or something, I don't know. At the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, really?
Those incredibly
I like the cast
influential. Yes, for the adults. Yeah, so good.
Yes.
You gonna cut all this?
No, I mean, have you heard that
yeah,
show?
Have you ever listened to the show? I don't think so,
we
Jacob.
Keep going,
you don't think I've listened to the show?
No.
Not if you're wondering if we're going to cut this out. This is the most on-brand we've ever been.
Yeah.
Because even Brayden now is becoming complacent.
Yeah,
he just lets me talk.
Brayden stopped caring about that stuff. I think he's just too tired to be worried. But the issue with all those movies is like the James Wan style. Is that just like quick jump scare, like glossy period setting like in Annabelle and all the Conjuring movies. I mean, I like the first Conjuring a lot. But
the first Conjuring is getting...
They're making another one.
Yeah, there's going to be a third one.
And there's also going to be another spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
And it's like all these like the Insidious movies, but we're getting like multiple movies of these year where they feel so similar. And
Paranormal Activity 7 and Insidious 5.
Yeah. Perfect.
But, I mean, they keep on making money, so of course they're going to keep doing them.
Because they're produced by Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like A Quiet Place was...
Oh, my goodness, the trailer came
on. So was Get Out. I mean, there's a good one.
Oh, by Michael Bay?
Yeah, Blumhouse.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, because I know he does the Purge movies and a lot of those others, so...
May not have been directly produced by Michael Bay, but his company produced it.
Yeah.
And he funnels money into his company from all the Transformers.
Yeah.
The trailer for the new one came on.
It looks good.
Bumblebee? It looks terrible.
Have you seen the Transformers movies compared to that trailer?
I have not.
Yeah. Go watch the like Transformers 5 trailer and then go watch that. Okay.
I'm not saying it's...
Go watch Transformers 5 the movie and then
watch
that trailer.
Oh, God. She doesn't need to be put through that. But...
Just because it's not as bad as another movie doesn't mean it's not bad.
John Cena is in it.
Yes, the former pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Great. I like him, though.
I don't think it looks terrible. I mean, I kind of have a soft spot for those movies, even though they are terrible. But, I mean, it looks somewhat simple to me, and it's being done by the guy who did Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or he's the CEO of Leica. I mean, I think it's in good hands.
You say former pro wrestler as if we don't have multiple actors who are former pro wrestlers.
Who else?
Dwayne Johnson.
Who else?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel?
He was a pro wrestler.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's great, isn't he? So never mind.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, let us know who are all the other pro wrestlers.
Dave Bautista?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, man, Hollywood's dead. I'm just getting infested by
Hollywood's
Kardashians.
Hey, some of them are good. Dwayne Johnson's good. He just chooses.
I like Dwayne Johnson.
I don't mind him, but he's.
I heard him on NPR. What a life he's had. Oh, my word. Struggle bus.
I mean,
serious.
Dave Bautista, from what I've seen him in, he does well. You know.
I think all I've seen him in is him not talking in
Guardians
Blade
of the Galaxy.
No,
yeah, and I liked him in Blade Runner.
You haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, all right. Should we just wrap up Incredibles 2? Yeah. I think it's,
so that wraps up Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I think it's a 3 for me. Could go up maybe to a 3.5 on rewatch, but 3 right now.
I give it a fake smile. Gets no stars.
It's not that bad, Chloe.
Just is.
I haven't seen it, but it's a 4 for me.
No, it's not a 4.
I already know it's going
to
be
no,
a 4.
No, that seems about right.
It reminds me of one of those, you know, those volcanoes you have to make in school.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those, but like barely bubbles at all.
Yeah. I have a friend on Letterboxd that he only gives like 2 5-star stars a year, and he says that the only reason. Or like he says the only thing that'll make him give a movie 5 stars is if he immediately wants to watch it again after finishing it. I'm like,
that's kind of a weird.
But it could be a horrible movie. I mean, like a disturbing movie, but it could be great.
Right.
Yeah. Like I never want to watch Hereditary again, but I think I gave it like 3.5-4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I just give 5 stars, like, everyone gets a 5 star.
Yeah, man, just go 5.
Yes.
You know? That guy hates...
Go for it.
That guy's like Cooper. He hates movies, man.
Aww.
No.
Cooper hated that I said he looked like a Wolf Brother. Did you see his face when I said that?
A Wolf Brother?
You know Nat Wolf and the other one, Alex Wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Who hated that?
The guy Cooper who's been on the last few weeks.
And he does... He looks like he could be one of them.
I thought you said Kubrick.
Kubrick too.
Yeah, when Kubrick was on the show, he hated when
Wolf,
I said
Wolf Brother.
Speaking of Kubrick, though, I recently read that he did not, like, he couldn't afford to license Singing in the Rain for A Clockwork Orange, and Gene Kelly was completely opposed to letting them do it because of the context of the scene that it was in, so Kubrick just did it anyway.
Yeah.
And he said that, he said, quote, "I think that having your work featured in a Stanley Kubrick movie is compensation enough."
Wow.
That's funny.
That sounds like Cooper.
It is a good movie.
Sounds like Stanley.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we can move on to our review of Ocean's 8. And we have a clip for this one, too, so take a listen.
Do you know this one? Debbie Ocean, convicted felon. Her brother, Danny Ocean, more convicted felon. She was present on the night of the incident.
Ooh. So... My party...
We would like to present you all with a hypothetical situation.
How hypothetical?
Not very, unless we screw up. Ooh. It's called the Tucson.
It's over 6 pounds of diamonds.
Valued at over $100 million.
$150 million, actually.
And we are going to rob it.
Sweet. One, respect. Better watch every word on your lips.
Great to see you. You look...
Recently incarcerated?
That was spectacular. Two, don't
get... These are all Russians.
They're hackers.
Are there no hackers who aren't Russian?
No, there's barely any Russians who aren't hackers.
So Ocean's 8 is directed by Gary Ross and stars Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Paulson, Awkwafina.
Rihanna!
Jesus, I haven't finished!
Robin Fenty!
Helena Bonham Carter, Gemma Forbes.
Someone named Gemma?
Yeah, but with a G.
Uh-oh,
not the exact
poser.
Same as your sister.
Nobody
there.
Else is spelled like.
Shout out to her. Hope she's doing all right.
She okay.
Okay, good.
Don't forget Sean Astin.
Huh?
Sean Astin. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He's in this?
I don't think so.
It's either Sean Astin or a guy that looks like Sean Astin.
James Corden.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Is it actually James Corden?
Yeah.
Yeah, James Corden. That's the one.
She looks like Sean Astin.
No.
Then the Hadids make an appearance, and the Kardashians.
James Corden is just a late night host.
Everyone else I hate. James.
James Corden. He's just Jim. He's just a lame.
He's not.
Jim Corden.
Excuse me. He's had a long and blooming career, mostly in Corden. England. He started in the History Boys with, like, Dominic Cooper, their roommates, blah, blah, lots of famous people.
I'm sorry if James is listening to this.
Yeah, I'm sure he
lots of
that,
famous men in that arena time. went from that. He had a show called Gavin and Stacey that he wrote, and that, like, blew him up, because that's, like, became the most successful show in England. And from there, he went on. He's a really good stage performer. Mostly. And they came over here to late night after being on several panel shows, as they call them, in England.
He does the singing.
Carpool karaoke.
Yeah, that, but he also does the singing on his late night show.
He can sing.
A lot of singing.
Yeah.
He does singing on his show? He sings?
They were promoting Baby Driver, like, Ansel.
Oh, that kind of stuff.
Jamie
yeah.
Foxx were singing.
Right.
Interesting.
I remember that.
But the plot synopsis is Debbie Ocean gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at New York City's yearly Met Gala.
Okay, now, riddle me one thing. Don't roll your eyes, Jacob. I know this is going to sound annoying. Go to the Ocean's whatever one and see if it says assembles an all-male team. It won't. It might, and that'll look stupid. But time will tell.
Didn't you... Because... At one point when I was on the show, we were talking about...
It says Danny Ocean and his 11 accomplices.
Yeah.
To rob. Yeah.
So because...
I take offense.
There was a point where I was on the show and we were talking about Ghostbusters, and you said you thought that all female reboots were offensive. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah.
Jacob, nice little plug in there.
Jacob's the only one who listens to me. I think it's offensive that they need to be... That they're... I don't like that we're at a point... Where for something to be inclusive, it has to be labeled, like, this is the selling point, that there's a bunch of women, as opposed to it just being, you know, whoever's best for the role, etc. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I...
Especially,
like, what with Wonder Woman? I know that's not, like, a reboot,
right.
But I really liked Wonder Woman, except for the ending, but...
He's in love with Chris Pine.
Are
no,
you?
Not
he pined for Chris Pine.
It's not because Chris Pine, spoilers, died. It's the just dumb reveal.
But he's back.
That Remus Lupin is the God of War.
Because remember, we had that listener question who called out Brandon and myself talking about the third act of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Everyone just like praised that, and they were like, oh, it's directed by a woman, it's got a woman, like it's all feminism. But
right.
Then like it was written by a man, and there was still sex and dick jokes everywhere.
Right, yeah, I didn't...
So, like, how positive is that?
Exactly.
Women,
that's a good point, Jacob.
Women can write sex jokes.
Jacob is on my team, though.
I'm on your team, but women can write sex jokes.
Yeah, but it's less likely because usually they're...
But I just mean, like, when you're trying to say this is a movie completely done by women, that's just not true, one. And two, it's... I don't know. It's just, it's less because they still got a male writer.
Jacob.
It's disgusting.
Team Jacob Henry, go away. Jacob is the new
host.
Jesus,
I was green. Can't ever get a break around here.
But yeah, I don't love that. But in a similar vein, it is what we're working with right now, so I'm going to embrace it. I'm not going to not see it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. I think the difference between Ghostbusters and Ocean's 8 for me was that in terms of, like, movie quality. I didn't think Ghostbusters was a very good movie.
Terrible movie, yeah.
But I didn't really like Ocean's
Me
8.
As well, Jacob, yeah.
That's good.
But
I agree.
Ocean's 8, yeah. Ghostbusters is what I meant to say just then. That was not a good movie. Terrible.
Yeah, wasn't great.
Also, like I said, another thing I really didn't like about Ghostbusters was that it was completely, like, it just hated men.
Yeah, I think they tried a little too hard with that. Where like the only man
which I also
was,
don't
like,
embrace.
Chris Hemsworth. And
it
was
the idiot.
Hot and dumb.
Then the bad guy was a guy who they took down by hitting in his area.
That'll do it. Being accurate.
I'm just saying.
Reminds
yeah.
me of one of my friends has a friend who she just cannot talk about sex. She calls it dance
Leave
lessons.
Me alone, Jacob.
She calls it dance lessons.
That's funny. That,
it's
that's
so weird.
That sounds more like prostitution,
she's like
26.
Though.
Oh, wow.
Also, I had dance lessons with a friend of mine.
Dance lessons.
Strange.
The lessons part is what confuses me most.
Yeah,
but...
you could just be dancing.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's another...
You could be doing... Yeah. terminology there.
So should... Well, Henry, go first.
Oh, well, Jacob, since you didn't have a review for Incredibles,
oh, okay.
you go
first, Jacob.
Well, I really liked it. One, because heist movies are my jam.
Yes.
And I loved all the original Ocean's movies. I really enjoyed the chemistry between all the women on screen. You know, when I first saw this cast, I was just kind of blown away. I was like,
yes,
this is going to be perfect.
So many Oscars and Emmys and Tonys between them.
And you know, Kate Blanchett is like a powerhouse. And, you know, Helena Bonham Carter is a powerhouse. A lot of people, you know, complain about musicians acting. You know, like right. Lady Gaga, you know, Rihanna, Whitney Houston. But
wow, that was out of left field.
Billy Jones.
The Bodyguard.
It was just a strange one to bring up.
but you know, Rihanna was great in this. You know,
she
played her part well. And I know a lot of people don't know who Awkwafina is, but she's a pop artist and I think a rapper too. Mm-hmm. But she's good. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was good.
And yeah. Hathaway, I liked her as a villain.
Yeah, I was surprised about how... Yes. I thought she was quite good. I'm kind of hit and miss with her, but yeah, I liked her a lot.
I think it was the self-awareness. I think she knows people don't like her. I do. I think she knows people don't like her.
Yeah, I feel the might. Same about like Gwyneth Paltrow, but I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Like everyone... You know, there's all this like inside Hollywood stuff where they're like, she's a terrible person. Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's probably just assertive and everyone misinterprets it.
Maybe,
Do you see Mordecai?
Angry. Have I seen Mordecai?
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
you know.
Brilliant.
It's like, I think I also watched A Million Days to Die in the West the same night. And so it was better by comparison.
That's fair. I'll think that.
But, I liked Paul Bettany in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I love Gwyneth Paltrow. I love Anne Hathaway. You know, and so...
You like All Enchanted?
Yeah, it's good.
Best movie ever made. Hands down.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, it's a close second.
And, I don't know, I've seen all these reviews are like, oh, doesn't have the same charm as the original. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like,
What I thought, I mean, just in Gary Ross, I don't think it had nearly... It was trying way too hard and or it just didn't have the same style that... Or the level of...
But does it need to?
No.
I don't think it does, but... And having it be in the same world, I think it is an easy comparison.
Well, I mean, I guess I could somewhat agree with that, because they decided to tie it in with Debbie Ocean being...
Yeah. Now, if this was just a... If this was just called Robbery at the Met Gala, you know...
Robbery at the Met Gala. You know, it sounds like one of those original 1903 movies.
Yeah.
Which I would watch. I think if it was that, then sure, but having seen the Ocean's movies so much and being so familiar with Soderbergh's style and that, I did feel it was really lacking, because Gary Ross is like the most kind of vanilla director. He's just, all of his films are so, for the most part, just dull. Like, there's nothing horrendously wrong with them.
Ripping apart Gary Ross.
like the first Hunger Games, Free State of Jones...
Interesting.
Oh my god. Yeah. It might have been because it was really cold in the theater, but I was out like a light.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
And as well as some of his others are just, they're not even usually that even that well put together, I think. So I did feel like the style was kind of lacking, just energy. I think just as a film, it was kind of lacking energy, especially compared to the originals. But I did like the movie. I thought it was fun. Yeah. I liked the cast a lot.
We've lost Soderbergh, that's true. So, I mean, that's... Because like you said, when they're trying to keep it in the same universe, that's a big blow, because Steven Soderbergh established the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of reviews that say... It's weird, I saw one that's like, it feels more like a heist movie instead of the originals, where it felt like just a bunch of cool, rich people hanging out. And I was like...
I prefer this.
I don't really get that.
You know, and some people are like, oh, it's the heist is so predictable and generic. And I'm like, it's a heist movie.
Yeah.
Heists are heists.
There were things that I did not see coming.
You got the Keystone members.
Yes.
You know, you like thief, hacker, master planner. You know, you got all that. And you got a prize. So there's this movie on Netflix called Money Heist. I'm sitting there and I'm just like, well, yeah. What could you possibly heist that you're not going to sell later?
Right.
You know?
I mean, I thought the heist was pretty entertaining. I still like the, especially the Ocean's 11, that heist, I think, is still, just in terms of execution, I think it's probably the best of the, I guess, the four. Although there is the original one with Frank Sinatra, but yeah, I mean, I
thought it was a musician who's an actor.
yeah, nice tie-in.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I thought it was fun. It was a little bit better than I expected, but still, I'm just nothing against this one in particular, but just the kind of reboots.
I loved it.
I'm glad.
I didn't get bored.
I mean, I liked it. I mean,
it was really funny.
I thought it seemed to me that they're intentionally trying to separate it from other female reboots by making it Ocean's 8, not just being Ocean's 11 with women.
Exactly. Right. You know, so I they're agree. Trying to
make it its own thing. Like that.
But yeah, it's just all of these just powerhouse women.
I wish Kate Blanchett had
interacting
been
on screen. Yeah,
she was good for me. Yeah, I thought they.
I liked her in it. I wish she'd been in it more.
I think it's implicit that they're going to be underutilized because they're so many. I mean, they could each have their own movie.
Yeah,
and I thought that Awkwafina and Mindy Kaling were interesting choices when I first saw.
Mindy is my hero.
The
just
trailer,
so you know.
But I was like, no, they fit in really well, and Sarah Paulson.
Was, yeah, and I wish she'd been in it.
Who
more
was it? She wasn't the original person, but I don't remember who it was, so this is useless comment. But
Sarah Paulson.
American she was a replacement.
Chloe's favorite show.
Played that too.
No, it's the show that I always want to watch it. I just know I can't.
Yes, yeah.
It's like going off the rails.
That's what I've been hearing.
Apparently the next season is some sort of crossover.
Gaga won an Emmy for it, though.
I mean, winning an Emmy doesn't mean anything.
Okay, Jake.
Garbage. No, but yeah, I mean, I had fun with it. Maybe kind of overstay its welcome a little bit.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks was the original. Sarah Paulson. Either one's fine. I get it.
You hear that, Sarah Paulson? Elizabeth Banks was the original you.
Yeah. Even though I think you're older.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But yeah.
The only time that I've ever fallen asleep in a theater was was when
Pitch
I
Perfect.
Was when I hadn't slept the night before.
Yeah.
But, like, what's on screen has never put me to sleep. It's when I've been physically tired.
Uh-huh.
So, most recently, I fell asleep during Hurricane Heist.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jacob.
It was the heist movie.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Has it in the title.
That's a thing. Do they steal a hurricane?
How was it? I kind of want to see it.
When I first saw the plot, I was like, well, that just sounds incredible. but I was like, what an idea, you know? But then... You know, it was kind of poorly executed. A lot of it is a lot of talking and kind of boring.
Not enough hurricanes.
But then when it gets to the heist part, it's pretty incredible. And it's directed by the guy that did Fast and Furious.
There's
this whole ending sequence that just channels the Fast and the Furious, like, completely.
I've never seen any of those.
But
don't need to.
Everyone talks about this one moment. It's, like, pretty cool. They make it sound cooler than it is. Mostly it's
make it sound lamer than it
mostly is. Mostly it's a lot of people talking in the rain.
Yeah. I like what? I like Toby Kebbell's accent in the trailer.
Oh, it was just terrible.
Says lines.
It was bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
But also, I was asleep a lot, so maybe I should watch it again. But the ending sequence was great. It was the best part of the movie that I saw.
Cool.
Where did that come from?
Speaking of people
you
falling asleep.
That you fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Free State of Jones.
People falling asleep. Jacob, number two, he hasn't been on the show yet, but hopefully he will.
Do you know Jacob, number two?
Yeah.
We're all in the media studies program together. Okay. He said Arrival was the only movie he ever fell asleep to. That sounds like baloney.
Interesting. I don't want to get into it, but I did not like Arrival.
I thought you were going to say you do not like Jacob number two.
No. yeah, just going to lay that one on there. No, Jacob number two is awesome. And hopefully he'll come on at some point. He can explain that to us.
You should get Jenna on.
Oh, yeah, she's cool. Yeah, a real video.
I've kept up with her. She works at Guilford College now.
Right on. Yeah. Good for her.
A real video what?
A real, like, video head. She's always filming stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We filmed a documentary together at one CMF.
At UNC?
UNCG, yeah.
I meant Chapel... Sorry. I meant Chapel Hill.
That was the first documentary.
It's fine.
And you loved, just getting back to the movies, you loved Logan Lucky. Like, that's one of the more recent heist films.
It's hard for me to not love a heist film.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite of the at least recent ones.
Like, I'll watch Hurricane Heist again.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out at some point.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say anything.
There's a movie coming out recently that I felt like was going to be as bad as that, but I was going to go see it. I don't know. Because the movie tavern, you know, do you know of that in Greensboro?
No.
Next to the mall, Four Seasons Mall, they have the movie tavern, which is like they sometimes show movies there. And you can, like, order food.
Okay,
and
cool.
Drink and stuff.
Cool.
And what do they do the rest of the time at the movie tavern?
Just drink. I mean, that's what they do all the time.
Oh, okay.
And so,
Full time.
And so my friend and I always go see movies that we think are going to be bad there.
So you can do spit takes?
No, so that we, so that if it's bad, we can still have something to drink and a steak.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right on.
So we saw The Mummy there, which I really enjoyed. And then, we saw Jigsaw there, which I really enjoyed. He didn't. And we saw Hurricane Heist there.
Which you really enjoyed. Comfy chairs at the movie tavern.
There's something coming out recently that, I don't know. I can't.
Is it
remember.
Mission Impossible?
No, but I mean, I'm going to see that.
Oh yeah, I love
Mission Impossible.
Is that a that's not even a heist movie, I guess, kind of.
You know what's hilarious about Mission Impossible is you look at Mission Impossible 1, and then you look at every movie Tom Cruise has ever been in.
Yeah.
And I was reading this review where someone was like, I'm not even kidding. They're like, I think that Tom Cruise legitimately has a death wish. Because he's always doing his own stunts.
Yeah, that's possible.
Well, and he gets crazier and crazier.
Well, he jumped out of the plane for this new one about over 100 times.
Yeah.
Did free fall.
And in the last movie, like, broke his something.
That's this movie.
That's this one, yeah.
Oh, this one?
Movie.
Yeah,
he broke his ankle.
The last one, he was hanging on to the side of the plane and actually went up into the air. I mean, like...
He cray-cray.
The man is crazy.
It's because he has the lizard overlord on his side, so he won't die.
He's a Scientologist.
Yeah. I don't know if they really worship a lizard, so I'm sorry to the...
I feel like he decided to become a Scientologist after being in Eyes Wide Shut.
Perhaps. Conspiracy.
That's funny.
Kubrick was probably a Scientologist.
No, we want that Scientologist. Ooh. He might have started it. That's the only way I could be involved.
If anyone knows, let us... Yeah.
Do you think Kubrick would be... Because Kubrick died in, 1998 or something, like pretty close to the end of the 90s there. Do you think he would be really disappointed to find out that in 2001 we were not
having
in
a space
out of
it yet?
Maybe. Maybe that's why he died. He's just like, I can't.
Can't face that.
Can't handle, yeah,
can't
if I'm wrong.
For that. Fake the moon landing.
Man, yeah, that's a good question. That would be upsetting, I guess.
Yeah. Be like, oh, well.
Because that was, 60s, 70s?
68 maybe? 67? Something like that.
So you can sort of see the slow progression of not coming to that point.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
We didn't start exponentially growing until the 90s, so, you know, still have a ways to go.
Keep going,
we should
man.
Have a we can have a seance and ask him.
A seance?
If seances work,
like
I feel like he'd be here for it.
Like in Hereditary?
She hasn't seen that.
Yes.
Oh, you haven't seen that? There's a seance.
I was told, yeah.
You haven't seen it? Are you going to?
I'll probably watch it on the television.
I could have sworn you said you saw it in the episode.
False.
I
know what happens.
Maybe I just interpreted.
Yeah. She read stuff about it, so she knows.
I did jump
happens,
in a couple times.
I have a phobia of ants.
Really? Oh no, poor Jacob. That's rough. I know that part of the movie.
I did not watch the second part, but the first part that had ants.
All the ants.
I only looked for like an eighth of a second, but the damage was done.
Yeah.
That's a terrible. Wait. Okay. You have a phobia of like a group of ants.
Yeah.
Not like a couple ants.
A giant ant or a singular ant?
Oh, like that movie my dad made me watch when I was little? You know the one I'm talking about? The black and white, really scary one? Where ants invade, they're gigantic.
No, I think I do. But, so you go like catatonic? If like...
I don't know, it just...
Just does... They don't do it for you.
I just get really really tense and
really?
Shuddery. And
interesting.
I just can't handle
if
it.
I talk about it, is it going to freak you out?
No, that's fine.
One time?
But I can talk about the own trauma that is the reason why and not be...
Lay it on us.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's just want to know, man.
Let's do it.
okay.
He's never talked about this before.
No, when I was in kindergarten, I was on the playground with my mom, and I had just done some homework. I had homework in kindergarten. Uh-huh. I had to read a book. We are learning how to read.
He's also scared of books.
I'm not liking this so far.
And I did. I didn't want to do it, but I eventually did it, and we were on the playground, and I was standing next to a tree with my mom, and then I felt like this weird sensation on my legs, and I just kind of ignored it at first. Cause I was like,
how old were you?
I was like,
kindergarten, five.
And I was like, you know, whatever. And then it was like, kept going, and I like looked down, and like from, I was wearing sandals, and like, so from my knee into my toes, I just like couldn't see my skin because it's just covered in fire ants.
Oh no!
Jeez.
I like screamed and passed out almost immediately. And then my mom said she took me over to this random stranger, and they helped brush them all off of me. And then I woke up in the hospital like a week later.
No,
it was like
really.
There's bites like everywhere.
That is fucked.
That's nuts though.
A little short coma there.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's not a short coma. That's like a coma a week. That's crazy.
So that's sort of...
That's a good reason. Okay, I'm not going to tell you my thing now. I feel bad.
That sort of kicked off the whole...
No pun intended.
What book were you reading?
It had a sun and a moon in it.
Okay.
Jacob, that's intense.
But then meanwhile, my best friend has like an intense phobia of snakes, but it's like completely irrational. Like uh-huh. There's no trauma there. At least not that he remembers. There might be some hidden trauma.
Right.
He's blacked out. But... like, he sees a picture and he can't handle it.
My dad's like that, but he got bitten by a rattlesnake.
Huh.
And he had to, like, suck out the venom.
I once stepped on a wasp nest when I was young, out back.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, and it was bad. It was bad news.
Yeah, but my, that first scene was, and, like, man, like, the director, that was intentional. Like, he was framing the scene to where you're really drawn into it,
mm-hmm.
and then he just cuts to that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was like, come on. I like literally it can't have been more than an eighth of a second. Like human eyes are just too good. It was all I took it all in.
Mm-hmm.
It was too damaging.
Damn you eyes.
I'm just
Damn.
Really upset. I did not realize it was going to be so traumatic, and I'm really sorry that happened to
it's
you.
It's never leaving my brain for
a week coma.
It's like
that's crazy.
Burned into the central cortex.
That's what happened during that week.
Probably was in a hospital.
Yeah, what did you miss?
Lots of kindergarten activities.
I just been, like, in the news.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to tell something's eventually, someone's going to mention something that occurred. You're going to say, what? And then you're going to have a breakdown. And they'll be fine.
So I, yeah, that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't gone out of the playground looking for my friends. Because, I mean, I didn't really have any friends. I was just kidding myself.
Oh, my gosh.
This is...
Jacob's my new favorite
this is
member.
Hard.
This is dark.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But yeah, I refused to watch the set. When I saw them start go across her pillow, I was like, no. And my friend was, I was like, just describe it to me so I know, but I'm not looking.
So you can't watch the movie Ants with Woody Allen?
I don't know that movie.
I can't either.
The animated movie?
Oh, the animated movie?
You said with Woody Allen. It's confusing.
It does have Woody Allen.
I know, but it has, you said
that's
with.
That's fine. They're like goofily animated.
That's good.
But,
what about a Bug's
like,
Life?
For example, like Ant-Man, there are parts of that I can't watch.
Really? So it's like a horror movie.
Almost.
Isn't he just one little thing?
Well, I mean, there's parts where there's like when Paul Rudd is big size, there's like ants on the ground and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, they love
But then
him.
Also
okay.
when he's like tiny and riding the raft of ants, just the, I mean, when they're like, when
Classic
they're like,
scene.
Also the one scene with the big ant bothers me because it's not like a massive ant, it's like dog sized.
Oh, that would, like, you're right, okay. Like the massive one wouldn't get me. A
like
dog-sized one would,
is it that guy?
Mm-hmm. That's awful.
And, like, what was it? Wasn't it, like, Rob Riggle or something?
I haven't...
Mm-mm.
I'm out of my depth
here. I haven't
here.
Seen it in a long time. I am excited for the next one, though.
Well, that's confusing. That's a mixed message there.
Ant-Man is my favorite Marvel superhero
of
all
he?
Time.
He's a Marvel head.
Yeah.
So, man, so complex.
I know, right?
Is it because of your traumatic childhood
of,
that Ant-Man is your favorite?
There's a lot of layers. No, I mean...
It might be.
It might be.
Like that boy who came and made a crazy chair. They make big animal chairs at the camp I work at, uh-huh. right? And a boy made a spider because he's scared of spiders. He said,
so
I can...
you just gotta face your fears?
Yeah. He said, I'm creating the biggest spider of all. So
when
now...
When I was in 7th grade...
Look at Batman.
When I was in 7th grade, we had to make a PowerPoint project on our greatest fear, because my...
Oh my god, what kind of...
My teacher said that hers was like sharks or something, and then her daughter was afraid of ducks. I don't know. And so I,
What the heck?
It was weird, but I mean, yeah, I made this PowerPoint project on ants, where I just like picked a bunch of different types of ants.
How many kids cried?
I don't remember. There's like soldier ants that are like this big, and then there's like bullet ants.
No, they're not that big.
Yeah.
There's that spider in, I think it was like maybe Afghanistan, that was like a...
Oh, God.
There's like, soldier... I used to live in Colorado. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. It's a huge spider.
I used to live in Colorado, and there's like soldier ants like this big crawling around. And then there's like a bullet ant, which is like 10 on the pain scale if it stings you.
I'm starting to feel things that aren't there, so...
And so... But the funny thing about that was I looked up the name of the phobia, and I remember that I was like botanophobia, and then later in life I was like, I think I accidentally looked up the fear of plants.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just wasn't paying attention.
Perfect.
Strange.
I don't think I have any, like, yeah.
I don't know what my biggest fear would be. I don't have...
Is there a difference between having like a big fear and being like phobic?
Yeah,
I don't know. Phobic is like you just can't handle.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I would have if I have any of those that I can think of. So,
because I have this irrational fear of being stranded in the middle of the ocean.
You do?
Yeah, with nothing to hold on to.
Do you go in the ocean a lot?
Just treading water. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not afraid I'm going to get sucked out into the middle of the ocean, okay. But like if I was in a plane crash or something.
Oh my
word! And like there was nothing to hold on to, and I just had to tread water.
You're afraid of the water, not the crash.
Yeah, like the optimism that you survive.
I'm all good.
The crash would be fine. And it's like half knowing that I wouldn't be able to tread water forever, and half not knowing what's below me.
It's the control.
There could be there could be a shark, an octopus, a sea monster, a dinosaur. No idea.
Some of those are good.
Yeah. Well, no, one thing I don't like is, like, factory accidents, or the idea of, like, a machine accident, like, getting caught in something. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, but is that ever applicable to you?
I watched, what's that movie with Christian Bale, The Machinist?
Machinist? Machinist?
Machinist, yeah, there's a scene in that, like, that's one thing I hate for whatever reason.
Don't work in a factory.
Yeah, I won't. Okay. Well, we got a little off track there.
So Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Ocean's afraid of the ocean.
That was the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have too much else to say about it. I enjoyed it. Oh.
Mindy Kaling, I think, actually pitched it before anyone else.
Really?
Because, yes, she has two books out, and the first one is amazing. Second one's okay. No offense. But I'm pretty sure she pitched an all-female Oceans movie.
Are we going to get that Office movie? The Office?
Mm. Now, what? Have we ever talked about an Office? Okay, yes. I love The Office. I think everybody does. But I have, like, little Jim bobbleheads.
What's
I got
his name?
Little painting.
John Krasinski said that he'd be on board.
I feel like everybody would be on board. I don't think it's going to happen.
Because
I don't know what they would do. Steve Carell has new.
I mean, they
the
made
new
that
trailer came out like today.
That does look weird.
They made good. that Psych movie. Do you like Psych, the TV
yes.
show?
Yeah. Oh, I love Psych.
Yeah, they made the movie. Did you see the movie recently?
Yeah, the Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like it that much.
I wasn't.
I wasn't the biggest fan because I don't know. They kind of just sorry to get off topic.
Again. No, that's okay.
they kind of just they like
did very little with it.
They didn't stay true to the character of Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spencer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sean Spencer? Oh, no. That's so sad. I haven't seen it yet. My sister and I keep trying to find the time to watch
it. Well, it's just like there's this big twist at the end, and you're like, whoa, but like he should have seen it coming because he's a genius.
Is he actually psychic? Is that the twist? And is that why he should have seen it coming?
No.
Crap. Is it like Gus is a psychic?
No.
The entire series, yeah.
But it's like one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love Psych.
I recently also finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I really loved.
Great show.
Nice.
Great show.
Right. Yeah.
Well, star ratings for Ocean's 8? I'll go 3.5.
That's a tough score there.
Is it? I know. I liked it. I'll rewatch it, yeah.
5.
Wow.
Woo!
So this is one of your favorites of the year?
Yeah, so far.
Right on.
Yeah, I'll give it 80.
80.
Ten for each.
Just 80, yeah.
I give it...
He gives it 80 ants.
No. You okay, Jake? Jacob just started laughing without any context. So
he's laughing at what he's thinking of.
I know that.
You're not.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll let Jacob hit. We'll let Jacob.
That's good. It's good.
Jacob.
We're all good.
Jacob's having a moment here. Okay.
What did I do?
Thought that was funny. You said 80. Like,
she gives like, she gave Coco like 50,000.
Like instead of a star?
Oh yeah, man. It's just out of nowhere. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's,
wow.
That's Chloe for you.
I'm so pleased.
Yeah. You know, sometimes something's funny. You start laughing. But then you're laughing because you're laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
And just you think about something, but then that makes you laugh
more. That was one of those moments. Yeah. Been there, man.
This is the most lackluster review I've ever given, too. But I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We know. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not much news to talk about, really.
No, really? I know. New Steve Carell trailer.
Yeah, the new Bobby Zemeckis movie.
Did you see that? It's claymation.
Just came out today.
And the little claymation guy looks just like Steve Carell, but like Ziggy Stardust or something.
Is it actually Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Creed 2 trailer came out.
I did watch that. That does look good.
Yeah, Creed 2.
I'm excited. I love Creed.
I've never heard any of the rest of these.
Yeah.
What else is coming out? I mean, I am in the Wasp on the way.
Are we doing American Animals next week?
No, I thought we were going to do Jurassic World.
No, I've never seen a Jurassic movie in my life.
You haven't?
No, I was so behind.
Jurassic Park.
I mean, you have a week. You got Jurassic Park. You don't need to watch the next two.
Okay.
And then you watch Jurassic World.
Only watch ones with Jeff Goldblum.
You can skip that one.
Jurassic Park and Jurassic World are essentially directly related.
Okay.
Jurassic World's like a
I'm surprised you haven't seen Jurassic Park.
You know what's weird about
it
Jurassic Park?
It does seem up my alley, but...
Because when's the last time you saw Jurassic Park?
Probably about a year ago.
Because I saw Jurassic Park like a couple months ago. Not for the first time, but I decided to watch it again. And what's weird about that movie is, you know, there's that whole villainous plot where Ned needs to steal the embryos to give to that organization.
Right.
Sounds like Westworld.
And they meet. Like him and the villain meet. And that's the last time you ever see the villain. And then when he gets the embryos and he's trying to drive to the dock, then he gets attacked by that dinosaur and like drops it and it like rolls down the hill and then it like zooms in on it.
Well,
like,
I'm definitely not watching it.
And it's like, this is going to come back later. Never does. That whole plot is irrelevant to the entire movie as a whole. The plot is them trying to escape. That plot means nothing. Nothing comes of it. It never returns even.
But isn't that a little dinosaur?
It doesn't even return in the sequel.
Whatever. Oh, they reopen the park and then there's more okay.
No, the sequel is there's a second secret park.
No, there's a secret park.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
But,
that's so funny.
But yeah. Doesn't that come out this week? Jurassic
Park? Yeah, it comes out Friday.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Goldblum in it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll bite. I'm not happy about it, but I have a movie pass now, so I'm a lot more.
I need to get one.
Henry has one, but he won't set it up.
Movies.
Keep on forgetting.
You'd rather just spend $11.
And I usually just forget to set it up. But I don't mind.
Set it up on air right now.
No, takes too long. Yeah. So okay. Well, I guess without much news, I guess we need to do the few listener questions we got. Shoot, where is the thing?
Beyonce and Jay-Z dropped an album. That's exciting.
Cool.
To me, not to you, apparently.
Oh, I heard about that, though.
But then everybody had to remake their fake title account trials, because no one actually has a title account.
I don't have one.
I'll probably take your email when mine runs out.
All right, well, this one, the first one we got, the filmbudspodcast@gmail.com is the address they can reach us, also on Twitter @filmbuds and on Facebook. And so feel free to send us any questions, comments, whatever you have. We'd love to hear from you, whatever you have to say. But this one is from, was on Twitter, HardyMan98. So.
They really like Tom Hardy.
It's spelled two E's, not a Y. It could be.
Throw you off.
Maybe he likes Hardee's, the restaurant. Maybe he likes Hardee's, the restaurant.
What about the Hardy Boys?
Could be that one too.
Is that their name? Oh, I guess so.
We don't know.
Like the old Mystery Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one, the Mystery Brothers.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mystery Team?
No. I think that's on my watch list.
You should watch it. Have you seen Mystery Team?
Don't think so.
With Donald Glover?
No.
Best movie ever made. Gemma and I watch that movie endlessly.
Yeah, I've heard y'all mention it before. I'll have to check it out.
It's really stupid.
Okay.
It's good.
So, HardyMan98 says, hi, everybody.
Hi.
What do you think is the future of CGI? Effects in movies have become so realistic for the most part that it's hard to see how they will improve that much more in the years to come. Do you think we've hit a plateau in that regard, aside from just the level of certain details within those effects? Thanks a lot for this show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're not... I always tell him you're not supposed to say you're welcome. It's rude. You say thank you.
I corrected somebody's grammar last week. I'm not that concerned.
Yeah, he did.
Like saying you're welcome to someone that says thank you is rude.
In this context, you say no thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, no thank you.
Yeah. What? No, you said no thank you. That's different.
You say no, comma.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What if I say you're so welcome?
You say, ma'am? No, comma.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Yeah,
bless your heart.
Bless your heart's rude. Bless your heart means all you, no imbecile. Problem.
Gotta get some guidelines for this show.
Yeah.
All right, so who's first?
Well,
I forgot the question. Oh, yeah.
It's about CGI. Well, I think we have kind of hit a little bit of a plateau. I mean, I think, of course, like the level of detail is going to improve. And just like with, you know, comparing just seeing the new Pixar films like Incredibles 2 and comparing that to just a few years ago, just the level of detail and lighting and shadows and everything has definitely improved a little bit. But I think we are at a point where it's going to not, I think we're past the point where people are going to be wowed by effects for the most part, you know? Like, there aren't going to be the times where, you know, what, like Jurassic Park, where people are so blown away how those dinosaurs looked and everything, or, you know.
Got to get real dinosaurs.
Yeah. Clearly. But, I don't know, what do y'all think? Which I don't think it's really a bad thing, but.
Well, I agree that we've sort of plateaued with that right now. I think we might see a resurgence of practical effects.
Yeah.
In the coming, you know, years, decade or so, because people are sort of coming around to that again, like practical coupled with CGI, you know, like Mad Max Fury Road being a brilliant movie that it is. I think there's definitely still like moments of bad CGI, like you watch a movie and you can sort of like...
Oh, there's definitely
like
some
bad
CGI.
Yeah.
So I feel like we still have to... Everyone has to catch up. There needs to be universal CGI. And I know that comes down to money and budgets, but I feel like there might be a time where it's sort of... Everyone has the same level of technology to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that they're really going to start pushing virtual reality. I think that one day you might walk into a theater and it won't be on the screen. You'll just put on the headset.
Oh my gosh, you sound like my dad.
Do you not believe that?
My dad doesn't think it's a headset. He thinks it's a hologram.
Think of how many... Think of... That's
3D.
AR. It's not VR. That's augmented reality.
Okay, Silicon Valley over there. I don't care.
So I mean, because everyone from like games to the movie, they're all pushing VR like constantly. So
yeah.
I would hate
that. You know, and you can essentially already sit in your home and watch a movie in a VR headset. You know, it's like the like you attach your phone to it, so you kind of just it's not quite the same idea.
Mm.
But
and then someone will come in and rob you, and you won't know.
I mean, I think that might be something that we find in the future. We already have 3D, you know, like who knows where we're heading. But you know, I feel like CGI has definitely come a long way. And the interesting thing to know about CGI is there are things like when you go watch Infinity War and you look at Thanos and you're like, clearly that's CGI. But there's a lot of other things that you don't even realize are CGI.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
helicopters and cars and like if there's a really far away shot and there's a bunch of people. A good 90% of those people are
CGI. Isn't
that
like Photoshop?
No. Yeah, like people hardly hire extras anymore because they can just CGI.
Well, I mean, the best special effects are the ones you don't notice, you know?
Exactly. And we've been
like
CGIing...
A building taken away or
yeah.
You know, certain people. Or
and we've been CGIing water since, like, Titanic, you know? So, I mean, to, like, a very slim degree. But, you know, for example, the New York fight in Avengers 1 was... shot entirely with reference photos and green screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's like tiny little pieces of sets that they built, but it's like they're not there. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yeah, I mean, it's, or it's like the first, I'm sure the second, the Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, like that's all, if you look behind the scenes, it's all green screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's a little different.
You know that moment in the, yeah, but, in the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer where Bryce Dallas Howard and that kid are like falling off the cliff in that ball thing and then they hit the water?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I was watching Jimmy Fallon the other night, and she was on it, and she showed the behind the scenes of that, and they just built a roller coaster for like the falling. And she's talking about how she has a phobia of roller coasters, and they had to shoot the scene like 100 times.
Wow!
Wow! You'd think it'd make it easier if she's supposed to look scared.
She said she blacked out at one point.
That might be the might be vertigo setting, and if you just do that 100 times,
it's like brilliant acting.
Yeah,
you almost look like you passed up.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Chloe?
I'm always going to be a practical effect person.
Yeah. I'm hoping what you were saying earlier, Jacob. There's a resurgence of practical effects. Like, look at Dunkirk. You know, pretty much all practical.
Yeah. Lots of cardboard.
I really liked that movie, Krampus.
Krampus
with
Adam Scott.
And Toni Collette, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that has some good practical
effects. It's a terrible movie, Jacob. That, I don't know what your problem is, but wait, what kind of way do you like it though?
I just thought like
it's so dumb.
I mean, it was dumb.
It's a little evil gingerbread.
But like the moment when Krampus first shows up and he's running across those rooftops.
That's
like crazy. And then the practical effect with the big Jack in the Box like eating.
Yeah, it's pretty the little creepy. Girl.
You know,
there's some good moments. Yeah.
Krampus, that's right.
I mean, his last movie, I don't know if it was his last movie, but his other big holiday movie was with Trick or Treat.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like that one as much. You know, it's like that collection of short stories. Yeah. Michael.
Like the same neighborhood kind of deal?
I don't know if it's the same, but...
Oh. I mean, in that movie, I mean, all the shorts, are they in the same location?
Oh, yeah, the general, vicinity. Location. There's this one short that involves, like, these girls, and they're talking as if this one girl's gonna, like, lose her virginity for the first time or something, and she's like, oh, I've never done it. But then they take all these guys out to the woods, and it turns out they're actually werewolves. And it's
like, what they've never done to eat people?
It's like her first kill.
That's funny. I like that. Hmm. I mean, I don't, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Michael Dowry. You know? I like Prince.
He's doing Godzilla 2, right?
They're making another one?
Of course they are.
Didn't that movie bomb?
No.
Godzilla? No.
Oh, my God.
I saw Godzilla in 3D IMAX at Universal Studios.
Really? That rocks. You know, but I loved, what's his face? Alex. It's the guy's name. He did the first one. He did Rogue One.
Sam? yeah.
Alex Sam. Garfield? No.
That's Andrew Garfield.
I can't remember his name.
But yeah, I love that Godzilla, so I'm...
Really? I thought that was so boring. I saw it in theaters. I don't know why.
No. I saw Shin Godzilla. Did you see that?
Yeah. That was a cool one to see.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Japanese. Was it maybe 2 years ago? There's a Japanese Godzilla film released in the U.S. briefly.
I liked the commentary on the government.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, there's this huge... kind of focus in like business and political banter and like
it's, Godzilla shows up and they're trying to like capture him with like cryo like mist.
Yeah, it's a cool movie, very strange though.
But when Godzilla shows up, he has to evolve. So at first he's like this weird four like
no
thing that, like,
oh my god,
weird blood sacks. Like,
yuck,
it's bizarre.
Yeah, we should re-review that one. That'd be fun.
Yeah, do it when Godzilla 2 comes out.
Yeah.
I'm shocked they're made. That was a terrible... That's the one with Elizabeth Olsen, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Did you like that one?
Is that not the one we're talking about?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying
Godzilla 1, the Elizabeth Olsen, right?
Yeah.
I saw it in 3D IMAX at Universal Studios.
That's just a review. No, but yeah, I love that
one. I got super lost in Universal
and,
ones.
What's his name?
Yeah.
The guy in it that's...
although I'm not crazy about him.
Aaron Johnson.
Yes.
Quicksilver in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
The travesty.
Yeah.
Why isn't Evan Peters?
Travesty of a movie.
Different world.
That was before the thing.
That's a different one.
Evan Peters is probably better.
Deadpool. Yeah, he is, yeah.
Deadpool 2 was great.
Deadpool 2 was great?
Yeah. A lot of people loved it.
I thought it was better than the first one.
I didn't see the first one.
I think in retrospect, I do like the second one more than the first one. So.
Brad Pitt. It's my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is a weird idea. Brad Pitt. Because
You've seen Deadpool 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, we reviewed it, man.
Well, I mean, like...
No, it's fine. It's fine.
51 weeks.
Oh, I know.
Jacob, I wasn't in the first 7 weeks. You can skip those.
Yeah, I bet you're one of the few 51 people
weeks, multiple hours long.
Who went to UNCG who actually does really listen to the show. I appreciate it. Always listening. That's awesome.
My sister went there for a spell.
Really?
She listens.
Yeah.
Don't know if that counts.
Sure.
She went there for like a month.
I'm thankful for anyone listening. So, yeah.
I mean, you've got viewer mail, so clearly.
Yeah. Listener
mail.
I hope it's not viewer mail.
Yeah.
You need to get sponsored.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm hoping so.
We're not very proactive about any of that stuff.
No.
We should probably work.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
What is it? What are the companies that always sponsor podcasts? Like Squarespace?
Audible,
Squarespace. The one about the healthy snacks.
Oh, yeah, the healthy snack one I hear. Yeah, where they send
contact
you.
Contact Squarespace. And
I don't know what Squarespace is.
Contact Audible. Type of web.
Clearly, they need more advertisement.
It's like a website. It's like a space where you can create a website. It's a square.
Great description.
All right. I mean, my computer screen's a square, I guess.
That's why it's called Squarespace.
Oh!
Yeah, see the little tie in there?
I definitely missed that. Yeah.
But, okay, well, I hope that answers your question, Hardy, man.
Yeah.
Now in my head, his name is Hardy Boy.
Roundabout way.
Yeah. Well, the other one we have is Angie in Long Beach, so other side of the...
I think my dad River. Said he sent one in, so you should check.
I'm looking at my emails. I haven't gotten one yet.
Do you ever get, like, listener mail from, pardon me if I don't remember, but from, like, the other side of the country?
Yes. The world.
Jacob. Yeah, like this one.
France.
Oh, right? Long Beach?
Long Beach,
Germany.
California.
Oh, California.
Did we get one from Germany?
Yeah.
Huh. We got one from England. Didn't one from Australia
Japan.
As well?
People just, like, scrolling.
No.
Scrolling through iTunes and, like, this seems...
Don't be feisty.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have people write in, especially since we're not huge at all, and so it's cool to have people doing that. Yeah, so this one, yeah, Angie says, "Dear Film Buds, do you think it's a good thing when a franchise or series expands past what is considered the style or structure of the previous entries? Is it better to have the differences for better or worse, or should they stick to a certain formula because that's what's worked? Y'all are my favorite."
Oh, that's so nice.
It is nice.
Angie.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Rolling Stone song. So, you too. Well, I didn't hear the question at all.
I'd say, like, Alien. Because Alien is a horror movie, and then the second one is a kind of like a war action film. And then the third one is, like, a prison movie, almost.
So, for whatever reason, the first thing that popped into my head was, like, the Assassin's Creed series of video games. Like, the last two have evolved beyond all of the previous ones.
Yeah. Good plug-in. Maybe it's hard to say. I mean, of course, we always say, but it kind of comes down to execution. But I always prefer when a series or franchise kind of does different things. Like even in terms of Alien, Prometheus against an Alien Covenant, they're still kind of different films.
Terminator did that too.
Yeah, Terminator as well. And so I think I definitely prefer that just as a viewer. I don't want to just want to watch the same thing over again, which the Incredibles 2 kind of suffers from. It just feels this like the same thing, really. Chloe, I mean, do you like it when things are all over the place, or do you?
I, like, kind of miss the parts of the question.
Do you like it when, like, a franchise or a series, like Harry Potter,
you
for
mean
example.
Genre-wise goes all over the place? Like, Harry Potter gets darker.
No, well, it was like, what do you think when a franchise evolves beyond, like...
That's what I thought. Like, did she mean, like, the base text?
What?
You want to just read
it? Yeah. So do you think it's a good idea when a franchise or series expands past what is considered the style or structure of the previous entries?
Oh, I see.
So, like, for the most part, Harry Potter stays pretty...
Yeah.
Although they get darker, but that's kind of...
You could say that, like, Chamber of Secrets versus Prisoner of Azkaban is a pretty big leap.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
True. I guess it depends on the context and your audience, because I guess a lot of these are talking about, like... stuff as such, like the big franchises.
Yeah.
So you gotta be nice to your audience. Like you were saying, like if you decide to do a horror movie as the fourth installment of like
Harry Potter,
My Little Pony, they're gonna be pissed. They'll be right on.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the best examples is the Alien series, because it is for at least the first three, and then Prometheus as well, are feel very different, and it succeeds at doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of examples.
Well, I mean, even like the Marvel stuff, like they've been changing up a little bit, you know.
These are nothing I pay attention to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
maybe when they try to do spinoffs with like the one funny character and something. I don't know if that's ever actually happened though.
You look at franchises that have mostly stayed the same, like Jurassic Park.
And there's like the classic horror ones like Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh yeah, if Nightmare on Elm Street 7 was a rom-com.
Well, they do get kind of goofier and goofier, so.
Oh.
Close enough.
That Halloween trailer.
What'd you think? With Jamie Lee?
Oh yeah, what'd you think of that?
He loves it. Look at his face.
You know what's funny about it? is I like how it retcons everything that happens after the first Halloween, including the fact that she is his sister, unless that is recovered in this movie. But when you're gonna go list the series now, you know, it's Halloween and then Halloween and then that's it. That's the canon now.
Yeah. Which is, and it is maybe a good thing.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to get into that either, but I'm not a big fan of Halloween.
Halloween is my second favorite holiday.
John Carpenter is just...
You're not a Carpenter head?
No,
you're not a Carpenter?
I like John Carpenter. It's just... I don't know. I feel the same way about, like, classic video games, I guess. Is I didn't watch all these movies or play all these video games when I was a kid, so now I go back to them now, and I'm just like... Eh.
Dated.
You know, like people are like, with the nostalgic glasses on.
You didn't go goo-goo for Pixels.
No.
No.
What's Pixels?
The Pac-Man movie with Adam Sandler from a few years ago.
Peter
has Josh Gad and
Kevin James.
Yeah. Brutal.
Oh, I tried to watch that movie with Adam Sandler because we were saying, oh, well, Chloe think it's funny because she's a Jew.
Or, no.
What
was it called?
What If is a Danny Rad movie.
Yeah, no.
Wait, is this the new one that's coming out with the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I saw the trailer for that. I thought that looked pretty funny and kind of an Adam Sandler type of way.
Didn't like it. It was kind of funny, though. I did laugh a lot.
There's some good stuff, but it really kind of starts to get tiring.
I watched about the... I was having a rough evening, and nothing was working. Oh, what was it? Oh, it was that I unexpectedly finished Kimmy Schmidt, because they only released half the season. So then I was peeved.
Has that gotten better? Because I stopped watching...
It was never bad, Jacob, so...
Well, I really liked season one, and then I stopped watching in season two, because I felt like it got kind of iffy.
Yeah, season two is definitely the low point, but...
Because I love...
All I'm thinking is Aaron right now, and I feel really bad.
Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper. I love her.
Yeah.
So much.
Yes. Me too. I just started reading her book.
I know she kind of plays the same character in both shows, but I'm fine with that.
I don't know if you've seen her in interviews, but I think it's just who she is.
Yeah.
Which, it's a rare occurrence where that actually makes it better, but it does for her.
Mm. One of my favorite jokes on The Office is this really obscure one that no one knows what I'm talking about when I say it, but it's when she first becomes a secretary and Pam keeps trying to put a bowl of candy on the desk, and she just...
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, sorry.
She's like, oops, and like, knocking into the trash.
I like the disposable camera one, where she's like,
oh, yeah.
It does suck,
yeah.
You never can see your pictures. I recommend you buy a real camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
She is. That's the best show of all time.
It's great. Yeah.
But
yeah, I recently, my friend and his girlfriend watched it. She'd seen it like 8 times, but he was watching it for the first time.
He said someone had never seen The Office?
They're watching it on their Xbox, so because she lives in Texas and he lives here, and they're watching it together in the party, and so I...
This is beyond my understanding.
So I came in and...
You're just making up.
They're watching it in tandem.
Right.
Like, they weren't together watching. They were both on their...
You
separate
do that thing where you call your friend, and you say, okay, ready?
Exactly,
three, two, one.
Yeah. Okay. And so I got in and I watched some episodes with them, because I've only seen it once.
You've only seen The Office once through?
Yeah.
What the heck? I have 3 Office board games. Like, I have... I told you, I have the Pam painting. I got a little Jim bobblehead, a little Dwight bobblehead. Got some shirts.
What did you think about Shroot Farms?
I'm obsessed with Shroot Farms.
The spinoff.
What?
The spinoff TV show?
It didn't take.
Yeah, they were...
It was like the pilot.
The idea of it? Yeah.
Oh, the idea, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of the question from Angie-ish, right? Probably not.
I forgot the question.
Is it kind of the question? I'm so sorry.
Oh, the series expanding.
Sorry, Angie.
Are there some more examples we can...
Oh, is Series of Unfortunate Events an example? From the books to the TV show, is it totally different?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't forget about the movie.
I'm obsessed with the movie. You don't understand. The movie's my favorite. Oh, you didn't... Okay.
Oh, it has that What's-Her-Face, Emily Browning in it. She's cool.
She's terrible. I can't deal with you right now.
I had kind of it wasn't serious, but I had kind of a small argument with my girlfriend because I said that I thought that the actors in the TV show were much better cast than
they are, and
the kids in the movie. I was like, they look way more like the description of the kids in the books. And she was like, they look the same. And I was like, not really. You know,
I agree with you.
I think... I don't know. And I really like that TV show.
Me too. I'm not a Neil Patrick Harris person. Oh, yeah. Which I know is crazy. Did you hear that thing where he was really feisty about Rachel Bloom? No, he doesn't know anything. Did you hear about that? Flatback on Twitter. She was like the fake backstage host of the Emmys, so she was like the Tonys. And he was like at home watching it. And he was like, who's this annoying lady who keeps saying OMG or whatever? And she was like, my husband was actually the head writer of How I Met Your Mother, and we met a couple times. And then he said, on Twitter, he just said, like, oh, thanks for reminding me. Like, but I don't really like him very much. I forgot what we were talking about now that Henry left.
I think he makes a good Olaf, though.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think he just...
You think Jim Carrey was better?
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Jim Carrey.
I think Neil Patrick Harris makes a great Count Olaf. He plays him a lot more, like, dumb than Jim Carrey did. Jim Carrey plays him, like, conniving, but...
I think you and I just have different needs as far as villains.
Because, yeah, I just really like the off-the-wall sense of humor in the TV show. Like, it's got a really, like...
It's, like a little much for me
sometimes. The sets are really weird, and the jokes are really weird, and I like that.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of repetitive, but I know it's also for kids, I guess.
The books are kind of that way, you know, like, they keep repeating the same theme.
That's true. But I guess when it's totally in front of you, I guess it's better when you're having to use your imagination so the repetitiveness doesn't sink in quite as much.
The only parts I think are weird are the parts where they do the weird CGI with Sunny, like, chewing through
things. Yeah. That was dope in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Everything about... That was gross, I'm sorry. I think the kids... The kids casting in the TV show is a lot better, but everything else I prefer the movie. But
I don't know what to do.
It's really annoying. It's really annoying because, well, I don't know if you know. I'm sure you do, but like he always says, like, "Well, I'll just edit it out." So he's like got me like talking to myself or whatever. So sometimes I rebel with silence.
He's gonna edit all this good content.
No, he keeps it in. That's why it's annoying. We were just silent the whole time you were gone.
Okay.
Are you going to edit it out?
I'll go back over
and make sure. Yeah, well, I actually realized in going back over the show last week for Picks of the Week, I said I had two Neil Gaiman things to talk about, and I only talked about one.
That's not true.
Yeah, I didn't talk about American
you
Gods.
You always get my Picks of the Week wrong, by the way. I'll say I don't like a movie, and he puts it in as I liked it.
American Gods.
No, because it's the thing we talk about.
You did talk about American Gods.
No.
Did American Gods
We did talk about it.
You and I talked about it on the show.
Oh, boy.
Did American Gods get canceled?
No, it got reviewed. It's going. Terrible.
Okay. It's terrible?
No, but yeah. No, the thing is
It's terrible, Jacob.
Ian McShane is...
It's everything I should like. It's everything I should like, and I still hate it.
No, but I'm saying I just list what we talk about so people know, okay, they talk about that. I don't mention just what we like.
You also get them wrong sometimes.
Oh, sorry.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh. I haven't been here.
No, not us. You. Us with you. Yeah, we were talking about us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, I think I personally prefer, even if it doesn't always hit the mark when they just change it up.
I guess.
Watch the same thing over again.
To actually answer the question, I think that it is okay if a franchise evolves beyond its particular established style as long as they do it the right way.
Right.
Because there's still going to be, like, splits. Like, there's still going to be people who hate Aliens 2 or Aliens.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie Split as an example.
No.
That works. Split works,
although,
right?
Although we are going to get a split
as
sequel.
A spinoff. Well, it is a sequel.
Oh, right.
Split's a sequel to Unbreakable.
Yeah.
I didn't like Split.
Really?
You didn't like Split?
Oh, I thought it was good.
I like Split.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, why didn't you like it? Get into it.
I just didn't, you know, like, I agree that James McAvoy did an incredible job.
Always.
Incredible actor portraying all those different characters, but I just, there's something about it.
It's too bad.
Hmm. I have trouble articulating.
Oh, really? You know,
you're not the only one.
I just, there's You'll something fit right in. Off about it that I just did not. Okay.
That's fair.
We can't.
That girl from The Witch was in it, though.
She
and the girl from Kimmy Schmidt are like doppelgangers. I thought they were the same person for a long time.
The rich person's daughter? Or one of the
stepdaughter,
cult people.
Huh?
What's her name again? The rich person's daughter? Like Zan?
Yeah, Zan.
Zan to me or something?
Yeah. yeah, don't they look alike?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've only seen this first season.
Of what?
Kimmy Schmidt.
She's in it. Have you seen The Witch?
Yeah.
Those two people look the same.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for the emails. I really appreciate it. And again, feel free to send us anything you like, whatever you have to say. And the contact stuff is in the show notes. And so if you need to actually see the link, you can go right to the show notes.
And if you'd like to be a sponsor.
Yeah, if you want to be a sponsor, let us know.
Yeah.
If you know someone like your dad who's in marketing and advertising.
No, yeah. If you have a father or mother,
or anything,
or
else.
Anyone, yeah, cool. So I guess we can just do our picks of the week.
What
you just say things you've watched recently that you like or dislike, and Henry puts them all in the same group. Apparently. Yeah,
Jacob, you've been gone the longest, so maybe
you have lots of stuff.
Yeah, what have you been seeing?
Hurricane Heist.
That was a while ago, though. Well, I haven't really been. Watching much because of all the work I've been doing.
Yeah.
I've mostly just been seeing what's in theaters. You know, like I saw Hereditary, Deadpool 2.
Well, you have to say, I guess you did say Ocean's you liked 8. Those.
I'm just going to front load in what I've seen and check then I'll cover what I've watched. Yeah, you want me to check my letterbox?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll check it.
I'll go.
Okay.
I've been rewatching Always Sunny. Always a good show.
Yeah.
I think it's a problem with me that I've, like, built up a tolerance. Like, I don't know if my...
Oh, I think it's great.
My view of the world is just going to... I used to only be able to watch, like, one or two, though. And then I felt, like, upset. Yeah. So I had to stop. But now I'm, like, this is basically real life.
It got bad for a while. But then it's
pick back up. Again. I'm trying to think of what else I watched.
Someone rated the dumpling... Short,
they give 0 stars, -7?
3.5.
Negative 8,000 stars.
Is that the dumpling short?
That's the dumpling. You shouldn't.
Give it nothing. I don't have one. You got to say, this is from Chloe.
Cute and sweet. The short clearly showed that she accidentally gave her some brain damage when he was young. Right?
What?
Who said that?
Someone who gave 3.5 stars. That's really funny.
I unfollowed David Ehrlich because... He gets under my skin.
Who's David Ehrlich?
The number one reviewer for IndieWire.
Oh.
Mm.
Awkward.
He just hates every movie. And like the way he reviews is so like
basic,
clinical, and like he doesn't let himself enjoy anything.
Yeah.
Which I mean, like, I guess to a certain degree I understand when your job like forces you to go see Trolls in the Emoji Movie. But I mean like
that should make you like good movies more.
I know. I don't know. He gets under my skin.
Like, yeah.
You know, Peter Onert, you know him? But we had like a small argument because I was like, you know, I hate David Ehrlich. He hates movies. And he was like, are you sure? Like, sure. Okay. And I was like, he's terrible. He's terrible.
This is via text?
No, it was via letterbox comments.
Oh, well, okay.
Because I posted something on David Ehrlich's review and I was like, dude, get your shit together.
Did you really? That's awesome.
I just said, like, I was like, you really hate movies. Like, if you stopped scoring every single movie you've ever seen by the same metrics, maybe you'd enjoy life more.
What movie was it? Was your review on? I mean,
I was on Infinity War.
Oh, okay.
He said, like, he was like, the only purpose of these movies is to show different ways for Iron Man to get dressed. The Russo brothers the Russo brothers are the absolute worst. And I was like, the absolute worst? I
mean, yeah.
They kind of salvaged the franchise. And also, they've done other good work, too.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I only have a couple of things I'll mention. So, I'm a huge soccer fan, so I've been watching the World Cup.
You're a huge soccer fan?
Yeah, I love soccer.
What the heck?
I look forward to World Cup every 4 years. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You play soccer?
Yeah, I used to play soccer, yeah.
They have you a defense?
No, I was forward.
That's why you didn't like it. You're supposed to be a defender. I don't know if you know this.
No, I love playing forward.
Nope, you're a defender. Trust me. Henry.
I hated playing defender.
Superpower is knowing where people should play on the field. You're wrong.
You may be, but I was a great
forward. The kids think I'm actually psychic because of it. The kids who come through camp, because I'm never wrong.
Okay, well, I mean, I played forward the majority of the years, and that's what I liked. When I was defender, I hated it. No. So, sorry.
I didn't realize there was such a gap. Apparently, I didn't watch a movie from May 20th to June 15th.
Who are you, man?
I watched Akira on May 20th. It was the first time I'd seen it. Gave it 5 stars.
Cool.
And then I watched Hereditary on June 15th. Before that, I had a Kubrick marathon with my friend. So, Full Metal Jacket, Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, Doctor Strangelove.
Nice. Lolita. Brayden's a huge Kubrick fan, so it's too bad he's not here.
Watched Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
Nice.
It's like a guilty pleasure movie. Like, those movies are like guilty pleasures
for me. Yeah.
It's kind of a heist movie, too. But yeah, so I haven't really watched it. When I was on vacation, and I watched SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
How was that?
I gave that 3.5 stars.
Nice.
It was good.
Cool. Yeah,
it was weird.
It looked weird. So I like the first one that Scarlett Johansson in it.
But yeah, I plan to watch Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. I plan to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp. I plan to watch Incredibles 2. Oh yeah, Ocean's 8. I just haven't logged that yet.
Get on that.
I'll start cracking down on that that watch list on here. Got about 287 movies on there.
Really?
Cool.
Man.
I've been watching the World Cup pretty religiously. Spent most of the day yesterday.
I'm rooting for.
Go England.
Are you watching it right here?
Yeah.
Right on this TV.
Right on the Samsung TV we have here.
Right where we happen to be sitting.
Yeah, I've been watching it. Yeah, I saw Russia and Egypt yesterday, and also, I guess it was Japan and Colombia. But yeah, some really good, cool, like weird controversies going on and some really good games. So, and that's on few different channels, so hopefully if you are a soccer fan, you should check it out while it's going on, because that one comes around every 4 years.
Well,
the World Cup
every 2 years.
4 years.
The World Cup is
that's Olympics, right?
It's only every
four Women's years. World Cup is in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
it's like the Olympics, where it's like 2 year period.
Oh, yeah, true.
Male World Cup, World Cup, male World Cup, Women's World Cup.
Ock.
Mm-hmm. Side eye here.
The men are kicking the ball right now, right?
The men are kicking the ball right now, yeah.
My fave is out. He's everybody's fave.
Who?
My other got in trouble for being insensitive.
See the guy that was biting everyone?
No. No. Messi, everybody loves Messi because he's a kind soul.
Didn't he get arrested for something?
Biting people?
Messi? Call yourself a soccer fan?
Isn't there like a controversy with him?
No.
You sure?
I mean, kind of, but it's not him.
Okay.
Kind of God.
I don't mind Messi at all.
It's not messy. It's a whole thing.
Sounds messy.
He's a kind man. I don't know what your problem is, Henry.
I have no problem with Messi. I just heard there was a controversy. That's he was a bad person.
We just had the Winter Olympics, right? So
yeah.
Like 2020, we're gonna have some Summer Olympics going on.
I'm a more of a winter guy over the summer.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, I love all the snowboarding and skiing and all
well,
that.
I don't like above. Sports. I like extreme sports. I like skateboarding, BMX, skiing, snowboarding.
I used to skateboard a lot baseball. When I was little.
Baseball. Nice.
Baseball is trash.
Baseball is trash?
Jeez.
Baseball is boring.
Football is even more trash.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a football fan. I used to play baseball, so I don't mind it. I mean, I don't really keep up with it, but
it's okay to play.
I mean, I used to play baseball.
It's boring to watch.
I used to play tennis.
Oh, yeah. No argument
you
there.
You did? Oh, my gosh, Jacob. When I'm healed, we should play tennis.
Sure.
State runner-up for doubles.
I spent a lot of time hitting balls over the fence because it was fun.
Okay. Good for you, man. Not for you.
I might beat you, Jacob. Yeah. That's the sense I'm getting.
I played soccer. I made one goal. I played basketball. I made one basket. Played football. I made one touchdown.
Dipped your foot in all of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I got kicked off the basketball team for not being a team player. Whatever that means.
That's funny.
I didn't do anything, but, you know. Then I got to go to the... Oh,
that explains it.
I got to go to the end of season pizza party, and they gave everyone a trophy, but I just
What was yours?
I got a piece of paper that said, thanks for participating.
Every
like,
year.
Like the terrific kid thing.
Every year for both sports I played in high school, I got the like sportsmanship award.
My mom was the coach. That
seems fitting.
When I played soccer.
I was so hoping you were going to say basketball. When you got kicked off.
My mom was coach when I played soccer.
That's weird.
Hmm.
I mean, my dad coached my like
got those weird
rec team.
Bobblehead trophies.
Oh, I have one from tennis. Cool. Tennis game, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, check out the World Cup if you feel like it. But the other thing is, Brayden talked about it and Chloe talked about it in various episodes, so I won't go into too much about it. But last night I watched the first two episodes of Evil Genius, which Chloe had like...
I'm done. The headphones are off. Why would you watch that?
Because I was curious.
The headphones are off, but the mic is still on.
Yeah. You only got part of the... So yeah, I mean, it's rare.
I literally made a PSA and said, "Don't watch this." It's.
I think is that Netflix.
It's like.
Don't tell him. Now he's gonna watch it.
No, I think I've seen the.
It's Netflix. Yeah.
The trailer for it.
Yeah.
What's the synopsis?
Okay, so yeah, so this is a 4-episode. I think it's done by the producers of
the Duplass brothers.
Yeah, who also did Wild Wild Country most recently.
Dude, Mark Duplass was in Creep and Creep 2.
Yeah. They've done a lot of stuff.
Weird.
They're weirdos. Movies. They're freaks.
Mm-hmm.
They're like if Gemini turned out terribly, but successful, but terribly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, so this is took place in Pennsylvania in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman, like a very kind of mentally unstable woman. Now, I haven't gotten to the end, so of course I don't know all the details yet, but she... apparently made a guy rob a bank by tying a suicide bomb around his neck. And she like...
It was
like
a collar.
Yeah, like... Which yeah,
was
yeah,
the first episode.
Yeah, collar.
Suicide Squad collar.
And made him go into the bank. He robbed it, but then it went off. And so this guy just died. And so then the case goes into this... Like, apparently she had 5 men she was involved with over the years die prematurely. And she also was involved with this other guy who may have helped in one way or the other, but he's weirdly unstable and strange as well. But it's a very dark show, as Chloe elaborated on.
So I assume you're also not a fan of, like, Making a Murderer.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. I listened to Serial.
Mindhunter.
She wasn't a Mindhunter guy.
Okay, but listen. So this one I feel like is worse because it was just, I just because of that man.
Feel
so bad.
Her friend or the victim. Yeah. I mean, because it's like there's footage of it, and so it's pretty. It's pretty disturbing.
Mindhunter is like fiction.
Yeah,
exactly. And you just, I mean, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Well, it's like
No, it's fine. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but it is, if you like true crime shows like this, I'd say it's worth checking out if you can, stomach it. But it's, for the most part, it's well done. It's interesting, and there's some really weird twists and just bizarre things that have happened, especially with the characters involved. It's pretty good.
It's really depressing.
It's weird that stuff like that, to me, gets past like the filters, because there's this movie called The Fourth Kind with Mila Jovovich. Terrible movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like she's interviewing alien abductees or something. And this one guy kills his family to save them from being abducted, and then he kills himself. But like the only problem with that is that like the footage they showed was like of a real person that actually did that.
Hmm.
So it's from a distance, but I'm still just like, that's...
Very strange. Kind of
rough.
Oh, yeah. And also... And how weird it gets, she made the guy go on a scavenger hunt, essentially, to get the keys to unlock the collar.
I mean, I think she's like a paranoid schizophrenic. Yeah, or something.
Very weird lady. But yeah, she made him go on this
jigsaw or something.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that's what my friend said.
Yeah.
It was like that.
But
yeah.
Yeah, very, very strange, very bizarre case, true case. Oh, one weird thing is, in a psych connection, you know the yin-yang woman? And
yes.
She looks almost exactly like how that woman...
No, she does not.
Yeah, and she makes them go on a scavenger hunt.
Alex Sheedy.
That's irrelevant.
The Breakfast Club.
But still, like, the black hair, the...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that immediately made me think of when I saw her, like, with the eyebrows shaved and everything. It's... I don't know. I could be wrong, but still.
Yen is, like, the basket case girl from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Interesting.
I read a really interesting article that Molly Ringwald wrote about John Hughes. John Hughes is a really bad dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good thing I hate all those movies. Not it keeps working out for me. Hate Kevin Spacey. I love Woody Allen.
I love Ferris Bueller, so I can't.
Well, because Molly Ringwald just talked about a lot of inside stuff that happened because she was like his muse or whatever, and all the weird stuff happened. But he also used to write for like National Lampoon magazine, and some of the stuff he wrote is just atrociously atrociously brutal and disgusting and harrowing.
Yikes! Well, there you go. Well, good for her. Go figure.
But anyways,
but that's on Netflix if you want to check it out. That might be.
I can end it on a high note.
Okay.
The best thing that's ever happened. Queer Eye Season 2.
Okay.
I watched it all in one
day. What is that?
You should watch it, Jacob. You could be on, not in a rude way, but you could be on it. But not in a rude way.
What is it?
Is it Queer Eye? Okay.
I know it's like a reboot, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the first one's called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, because obviously that was like five gay men who each had their specialty who'd go help straight men, as it were. In like a day in New York. But this one, they stay with these people for like a week. They call them heroes. They just like, basically, it's like a makeover show that helps people who are really deserving, like good people, but who are struggling in one way or another, like just improve their lives and appreciate themselves and everything. But it's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll laugh and you'll cry, and it's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah, I was at my sister's house last week, and we watched an entire season of America's Next Top Model.
So.
Not at all like Queer Eye, but I like it.
Yeah, it reminds me. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody should watch it.
Her roommate really likes trashy reality TV.
Mm. It's not trashy.
No, not Queer Eye, like America's Next Top Model.
He's just talking about the friend.
I know, okay.
What's that, right?
Yeah. I think reality TV is a waste of time, but I can see why it would be a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
it's not a guilty pleasure. Okay, normally I concur. I think reality TV has, like, ruined this nation. But this show is solely uplifting, and Tan had a really good catch, or he had, like, a phrase. The first one was for tolerance, this one's for, like, acceptance or something. Basically, they dive into, they're in Georgia, too, so they go to places where, like, homosexuality is not really accepted, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's just really good. It's really uplifting is the main point. Yes, and it's wonderful.
That's good. Oh, yeah. I did buy the Blu-ray of Legion Season 1, and that's because I only saw the pilot, and so I'm going to go through that.
Great show.
You only saw the pilot?
Yeah. I watched it on TV, and then I... Jacob, Matt. But, yeah, so I'm going to go through that.
I'm waiting for Legion Season 2 and Westworld Season 2 to both end before I...
Binge?
Yeah, before I watch them all.
Yeah.
Nice. That's just where we are today. Like, I can't stand the whole waiting a week thing anymore, you know? So, like...
I know. Okay, my best friend Kaylee, so... Yes. Yes. She has been so regimented. She's like, I'm watching one Queer Eye a day. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that too. I just watch them all. And I... Yeah, I'm having such... This happened the first season too. I'm just having, like, withdrawal. Like, I've already rewatched the first season again. And I'm already rewatching the second season. It's really good.
What can you do?
Just keep watching it, I guess. Exactly.
I'm so behind on TV.
Yeah, I am too.
I've got a big massive spreadsheet of shows that I've completed, shows I'm gonna start and shows I'm in the progress of watching.
Is it like physical or is it on like a computer?
It's on Google Sheets.
Okay, that's better, I guess.
I'll share it with you guys.
Google Sheets, man.
Thank you.
Cool. So yeah, Google sponsor.
yeah, I'm sure that's gonna be the one we get.
I have the Letterboxd, and then I have another program or website to log all the video games I've played. I like to just see how many hours I've spent escaping from reality.
Wow. Okay. Well, Queer Eye, every time I watch it, well, first I watch it first through because I'm obsessed with it. Second time I watch it during withdrawal, I always like clean the entire house because it just puts you in that kind of mood.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? It's wonderful.
I don't got it.
Yes, and my friends and I each decided which one we were, and I got the best one, Anthony. He doesn't do anything, but he is beautiful, and everyone loves him, even though he doesn't do anything.
That's nice.
I think it might just be because he wears a lot of, like, indie band t-shirts, and I do too.
Cool. You're wearing one right now?
I am.
Catfish.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Catfish and the Bellmen.
Yeah, they're a cool group.
I also have, like, similar coloring to Anthony.
Like Hootie and the Blowfish?
No. That's what my mom said, Jacob.
In the same realm of, like, kind of like one of those, like, soft, kind of British rock, kind of
like Green Day.
No.
They're not British.
Everyone thinks the Killers are English.
I actually thought that originally,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everyone does. They ain't. He's inspired only by... Okay, we should probably end the show. This is tangential. Queer Eye is the best in the whole world. Everybody should watch it.
Just because it's called the Film Buds Podcast doesn't mean we have to talk about films.
Yeah, we were pretty much everything.
Coming from
film.
Jacob. The first time Jacob was on this, he was like, can we get back to the movies?
Yeah. Wait, but who are you going to say, Cap the show? They did open for Green Day. So
which I think is weird.
Huh. I know that.
Really? I don't know. They're kind of in the same...
Big Green Day fan.
Yep.
Just a little bit, yeah. But yeah, which was kind of cool because then I got into them.
Catfish?
Yeah. Because I didn't know about them before that, so.
I bought Fall Out Boy tickets for my girlfriend in September because they're coming to the Coliseum.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun.
Did you see Kendrick Lamar?
No.
I'm trying to think of other people who went there that were too far for me to go.
Paul Simon is coming to the Coliseum.
Paul Simon? He asked out my,
Paul I guess Simon?
My, yeah.
You know someone that he asked out.
Don't even get us started
He asked out. No, it's so funny. My aunt-in-law. I don't know how those things work. Anyway. Yeah, my aunt-in-law. No, but okay. Anyway, the point is, yeah, she had asked out by Paul Simon and Wolf Blitzer. Like, they all went to the same high school.
Paul Simon.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, man. Isn't that funny?
He's old now.
Well, so she, I guess. Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
There's that like, really weird music video for You Can Call Me Al where Chevy Chase is there just lip-syncing all the words for some reason.
Hmm.
It's not as good as the Christopher Walken Fatboy Slim one. That's the best music video of all time. No? You never seen that?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. He dances on like walls and stuff. It's great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess that does about bring us to the end of the show.
That about wraps up.
You'd be good on Queer Eye too, actually.
Oh yeah.
Again, not in a mean way.
That I mean, how would that be mean?
Well, you haven't seen the show.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out.
Some people might.
Would I be a good straight man or would I be a good gay man?
Well,
I'm not offended by either of those things.
Well, that's not what I meant. I meant as a patron of their abilities, not one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Jake?
Yeah.
About.
Yeah, so that about brings us to the end of our thoughts on Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so for next week, I mean, I'm...
American Animals?
I mean, we can talk about it. I don't have actually... What is it? It's the...
Jacob! It's a heist movie, Jacob!
It's a heist!
Jacob, it's a heist movie!
Bring it down.
It's like, all right.
You love it.
Well, I mean, I don't have much interest in seeing Jurassic World, and so I'm perfectly fine with that. But we'll talk with Brayden.
I will see it because of Jeff Goldblum, who I'm obsessed with.
And we can do if we want to do both, we can.
Yeah.
So, but we'll figure out either Jurassic World or American Animals.
We keep doing two new movies. I don't have time for this.
All right, then we'll just do one. But yeah, we'll talk with Brayden and see what you know. Get his
yeah input.
Yeah, but one of those for sure next week.
Have you seen The Fly?
Yes.
Of course. I've seen that.
I have The Fly on Blu-ray.
I've seen most Jeff Goldblum movies. Obviously not Jurassic Park.
The Fly is, interesting.
With his ex-wife, Gina Davis.
It's gross.
It's a disgust. Oh, it's disgusting.
I like the original.
It's what's his name?
I like the
end. Cronenberg.
Yeah.
I like the end when he becomes part fly, part door.
Yeah. What a strange movie.
I need to watch... Video
room
again.
I have it on here if you want to borrow.
It's here somewhere.
That corner over there. If you want, you don't have to. No pressure. Yeah. So, okay. Chloe, I hope things get less tie-dye on you. And
yeah,
days
I'm really
to come.
Sorry about your couch.
It's okay. I don't think anyone...
I think it'll come off, honestly.
I'll forget in an hour. So.
If you wash, you scrub.
You should probably get it before it stains.
Yeah.
Man.
That really never happens. And which speed the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, and
maybe
also...
Maybe it was already there.
And also, Brayden should be back next week, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get Cooper on one or two more times before he heads out to California.
Is that your manager? Is that like
that's Charlie.
Yeah, so Brayden, yeah, he's...
Cooper's a subordinate.
Cooper is just a co-worker.
Just a guy.
Yeah, he's leaving in a few weeks to go to law school in California, so we're trying to get him on as much as possible.
You guys would probably be best friends, honestly. So, like, he's 24. He's Henry's age.
He's my age. Yeah.
Can't just go to law school immediately. I don't think.
Well, yeah.
You gotta do something first.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Work a cup of joe first.
That's yeah.
Yeah. And, I'm not 17. Whatever. I'm 22, Jacob.
I didn't say you were 17. Yes.
But, Jacob, thanks for coming on, man, making the drive. Really appreciate it. And, of course, you're always... I know your job is kind of such a I hope you have a good one. Thanks for listening. See you later.